The following is a special local sports presentation on 92.1 WVTK. This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey, all season long. The Panthers play here.
Panther Hockey on the One Credit Union Radio Network is brought to you in part by LaBerge Insurance Agency, Foster Motors, Woodware, Muddyman Farms of Weybridge, the A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, Desabray's Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat, Cheer Chevrolet, Free Squares Cafe, Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, Fire and Ice Restaurant, Autumn Gold Jewelry, Lathrop's Forest Products, Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services, National Bank of Middlebury, Denneker Chevrolet, and Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon.
This is Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Well, the holiday break is over and NESCAC Conference hockey action is back. Good evening, everyone, from the beautiful Chip Kenyon 85 Arena on the campus of Middlebury College here in Middlebury, Vermont. You are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on the One Credit Union Radio Network. I am Bruce Zeman, the voice of the Panthers. Glad to be joining you tonight as we bring you men's NESCAC hockey action at a game featuring the Camels of Connecticut College and the Middlebury College Panthers. I want to thank you for joining us tonight on WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network as we return to conference play. And a game that should prove to be pretty exciting between the Camels and Panthers, both of whom are looking to make a move in the NESCAC standings, although the Panthers do lead the all-time season series between these two teams, 27 wins, 13 losses, and 4 ties. However, this is the first home game of the season for the Panthers, who come into the game tonight at 2-2, tied for 5th place in the conference, all 4 previous games being on the road. And for the Camels, they come into tonight's contest at 1-3, losing all 3 of their games at home, and their lone win, a non-conference one. In truth, both of these teams could use a win to make not only a jump in the standings, but also to generate some momentum. You know, one of the things that I notice immediately when I walk into this arena, the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena, is all the conference championship banners. In the history of the NESCAC Conference, no school has been as successful as the Panthers, and it's not even close. In the 18-year, Panthers have 8 NESCAC titles, Trinity has 4, Amherst has 3, Bowdoin 2, and Colby, winning it last year, has 1. Last year's men's hockey team did not get the results that they'd hoped for, but this year, the team is looking to change that, and through the first 4 games, you can see the hard work and the positive energy that the team has, and they are hoping for a return to the playoffs. Will that happen this year? Well, we'll have to wait and see. When we come back, we will talk about what these two teams did last weekend, what the Panthers and Camels did last season when they got together. You are listening to the Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services pregame show on Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark. These football games. Oh, what does that mean? The striped guy has his 2 arms up in the air.
It means it's good for the Tigers. Looks like they're headed for another win. Keep up the winning tradition, Tigers.
For all your fall needs, shop Martin's Hardware in Bristol and Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
The cooler weather is here, and time to think about fixing any problems you have with your car, truck, or 18-wheeler. So get the right parts the first time and quick at Napa on Court Street, Middlebury. See Brad and the staff, and they'll take care of you. And if they don't have the part you're looking for, and that does not happen often, they'll have it for you in 24 hours. So the next time you're looking for any part, stop in or call Napa Auto Parts in Middlebury, and you'll see why everyone is making Napa their choice. Price, quick service, and knowledgeable people that can find what you need fast, along with the solid advice. See Brett and the staff at Napa Auto Parts on Court Street in Middlebury. For parts for the car, truck, and even the 18-wheeler, and those hard-to-find parts to keep your vehicle running smooth. Make your number one choice, Napa in Middlebury. Napa, closed on Sundays.
Buying your next pre-owned car is a big deal, unless you're buying a certified pre-owned Mini. And then, it's a mini big deal. Visit Mini of Burlington today and test drive one of their many certified pre-owned Minis. Buy with confidence that your Mini has undergone a 360-degree inspection by trained Mini technicians, and they're priced even better than they look. Your certified pre-owned Mini is waiting for you at Mini of Burlington. Your best years are still ahead. Visit Mini of Burlington, Champlain Drive, Shelburne, and at miniofburlington.com.
Family is important, and when you lose a loved one, family becomes more important than ever. Sanderson Ducharme has been there for our friends and neighbors with compassionate service during difficult times for generations. It's about the people in your life who you hold in your heart, near and dear. This message from the Sanderson Ducharme family to yours on Main Street in Middlebury, Castleton, or online at sandersonfuneralservice.com.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network, the Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services pregame show. Bruce Zeman, very happy to be with you this evening. Hockey night in Middlebury. And NESCAC Conference Hockey back tonight after the Thanksgiving holiday break. And tonight, the Panthers and Camels are getting ready to tangle. The Panthers come into the game after going 1-1 last weekend at the PrimeLink Great Northern Shootout. They won. They beat the Plattsburgh State University Cardinals. Strong game by goaltender Brian Ketchabaugh. He made 26 saves as they ousted the defending champion Plattsburgh State University Cardinals 3-0. And in that game, Owen Powers, Zach Shapiro, and Michael Fahey had goals as the Panthers advanced to the PrimeLink Great Northern Shootout Championship, where they took on the Norwich Cadets last Saturday. And the Panthers took on the Cadets in the tournament championship, and although Ketchabaugh had another good game, making 23 saves, and Captain Kamil Tkachuk scoring early in the first period to give the Panthers an early lead, penalties were an issue for the Panthers last week, and those penalties were not Middlebury's favor as the Cadets went 4-for-11 on the power play and won that game 5-1. Now, for the Camels, they went 1-1 last weekend as well. On Saturday, they took on Manhattanville in a non-conference game that certainly kept the officials busy. The two teams combined for a whopping 80 penalty minutes in a game that Connecticut College wound up losing 3-1. Manhattanville was up 3-0 before the Camels' Matt Creamer, who we will see tonight, scored late in the third period to make it 3-1. And for the Camels, Connor Rodericks, who we will see in goal tonight, made 34 saves in that loss. And then on Saturday, in a game that was considerably calmer, the Camels took on the AmCats of Anna Maria, a first-year program, in another non-conference game, this time on the road, and the Camels picked up their first win of the season, beating Anna Maria 4-1 behind Colin McCabe's goal and two assists. And again, goaltender Avery Gabo played in that game. He made 35 stops. Now, last season, these two teams played twice. The first time on the road, December 1st, at Conn College, in a game won by the Camels 5-0. Kevin Doyle had two goals for the Camels in that win, while goaltender Connor Roderick stopped all of the 28 shots that he faced. And for the Panthers, goaltender Stephen Klein made 29 saves in that loss. Game two, which took place January 26th here at the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena in Middlebury, much better results for the Panthers in a game that they played much better in. Kamil Tkachuk's tally with a minute 28 remaining in the third period tied the game, and the Camels and Panthers skated to a 2-2 tie. Frank Cozzolito had the other goal for Middlebury, while goaltender Stephen Klein, who played again in that game, made 18 stops for the Panthers. The Panthers come into this game in fifth place in the conference, while the Camels head into the contest in ninth place. Both teams could use a win to move up in the standings, but as we've seen in the NESCAC over the last couple of years, anything can happen when teams come together. One thing is for sure, though, these are two very physical teams, and we should have a very, very good game tonight. When we come back, we'll take a look at some stats and the keys for today's game and the starting lineups. You're listening to the Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services pregame show on Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
You have reservations with friends and family that you haven't seen in so long. It's going to be great to see everyone again. But then you get a text. Hey there, got stuck at the office. We'll be there in a half an hour, depending upon traffic. Okay, great. That's a long time to stand around and do nothing. Now you're faced with two options. Take your table now, order, and your friends will just have to order when they get there while you sit there with a finished plate. Or you could get your table and fill up on the bread basket until they arrive. At Fire and Ice, there's a third option. The Moose Pub. Get together with friends there or hang out in the bar until the rest of your party arrives. Fire and Ice has been the place where friends and family have gathered for generations. Don't forget, everyone loves getting a Fire and Ice gift card as a gift. And they cater for all occasions for any size group, from 50 to 1,000. Check out their menu or buy a gift card online at fireandicerestaurant.com. Fire and Ice, Seymour Street in Middlebury.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
If you were to look at the label on your jacket or your shirt, I bet there's a bunch of symbols, but what do they mean? Gentle cycle, low temp drying, steel third, yield to pedestrians? It's like a whole other language. The folks at Desibray speak that laundry language fluently and have for the past 22 years. They feature same-day on-site cleaning, state-of-the-art machinery that can clean just about anything. From that favorite jacket you bought that says in big bold letters, dry clean only, to preserving wedding gowns, leather items, and rugs. The type of rug on your living room floor, not the one-off Uncle Sal's head. Trust Desibray's with your heirloom items, tablecloths, doilies, and vintage pieces. They offer free local pickup and delivery and have convenient hours with their laundromat open 7 days a week and dry cleaning services 6 days a week. Desibray's Laundry and Dry Cleaning on Exchange Street in Middlebury. Did we mention they can fold fitted sheets? Yeah, they're that good.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms Hot Chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
We're at Shearer Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac. I know we talk a lot about the great deals, but there's more to Shearer than just great deals. We remain committed to the members of our communities. Whether we're taking a youth group bowling, sponsoring local community events, we believe it takes a village to make everyone successful. Find out more about how we support the local community. Follow us on Facebook, shop local, and join our village. Come visit us at 1675 Shelburne Road in South Burlington. Find out for yourself why thousands of people choose Sure.
Foster Motors on Route 7 in Middlebury is the only award for excellence Chrysler dealer in Vermont. They always offer huge discounts and great leases on all Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram models. Foster Motors also has a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from. If you're looking for a newer used vehicle, make sure to get to Foster Motors, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. Check them out online at fostermotors.com or visit them on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors...
This is where the Panthers play. 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. Bruce Zeman with you, bringing you Middlebury College Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network. It is the Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services pregame show. Hockey Night in Middlebury, Friday night here in Addison County, a great night for hockey. And again, NESCAC Conference play resuming tonight as the Middlebury College Panthers get ready to tangle with their conference rivals, the Connecticut College Camels. The Panthers come into this game coming off a 5-1 loss to the Norwich Cadets in the PrimeLink Great Northern Shootout Championship last weekend, while the Camels come into the contest after beating the AmCats of Anna Maria last week 4-1 for their first win of the season. Time right now to take a look at some of the game notes and some of the stats for tonight's game, the keys for both teams. First, for the Connecticut College Camels, the Camels come into tonight's game 1-3 overall, 0-2 in the conference. They're in ninth place. They don't score a lot of goals, 2.25 goals per game, and they give up about 3.25 goals per game. Their power play is 3-for-19 on the season. That's 15.8%. Their penalty kill has been an issue. More on that in a second. 14-for-20 on the season, only 70%. They do not take a lot of shots either, 24.3 shots taken per game, and they do give up a lot, 31.75, or 31.75 shots per game. They are 0-3 at home. They've won one game on the road, as mentioned earlier in the pregame show. That was last weekend. And the three keys tonight for the Connecticut College Camels, number one, use the road to their advantage. The Camels have had a rough start to the season, coming in at 1-3. If they want to turn the season around, especially in the conference, which is how you make the playoffs or not, they will need to do it starting tonight. Again, all three of their losses were at home. The one win on the road last Sunday, a 4-1 win at Anna Maria, but again, a non-conference win, so it does not count on standings in the NESCAC. So maybe this road trip will help. Less distractions, less noise, and being on the road could help them come together, bond, and get things going in the right direction. Key number two, play a strong defensive game. Through the first four games of the season, three of which were losses, the Camels are giving up 3.25 goals per game. But in the two conference losses, a 5-4 loss to Wesleyan and a 4-0 shutout loss at Trinity, the team is giving up 4.5 goals per game, and you will not win many games giving up that many goals. So the team needs to replicate the defensive effort that it put in last week against Anna Maria, giving up only one goal. And number three, and this is a big one for both teams, and we'll get to this with Middlebury in a second. Like the Panthers, through their first four games, the Camels have had issues with penalties. They've racked up 98 minutes in four games. Their penalty kill is only 70%, so for the Camels to keep going in the right direction, the number of penalties they take per game needs to be significantly reduced. And now the game notes for the Middlebury College Panthers. They come into tonight's game at 2-2. Overall, 1-1 in the conference. They are tied for fifth. They come in scoring 2.75 goals per game and giving up 2.5. Their power play has been a little bit of an issue so far this season. We saw that last season, too. On the year, 1-for-11 so far, only 9.1%. Their penalty kill, just like Conn College, hovering right around 76%, 20-for-26 on the season. Shots on goal per game, they take 28.2, and they give up 30.8. This is their first home game, so they have no record at home, but on the road they are 2-2. Now, my keys for the Panthers: number one, first and foremost, cut down on the penalties. Although the Panthers have taken far fewer penalties than the Camels this season, being shorthanded has hurt them. They've taken 29 penalties for 58 minutes, while opponents have taken only 14 penalties for 28 minutes. In last week's 5-1 loss at Norwich, the Cadets went 4-for-11 on the power play. And for the Panthers to be successful, they're going to have to reduce the penalties. Number two, continued strong play from their goaltenders. Although the Panthers dropped the PrimeLink Championship to Norwich last weekend, their goaltending was strong throughout the tournament. Brian Ketchabaugh was in net for both games and played well. Ketchabaugh was fabulous in the 3-0 shutout of Plattsburgh, making 26 saves. And even in the 5-1 loss to Norwich, he made 23 stops. Many of them were difficult ones. Ketchabaugh did a great job giving the Panthers a chance to win. And again, Adam Wisko is in net, the freshman for the Panthers tonight. And if he plays the same way, the Panthers will have a good chance to win this game. And finally, number three, leadership from the captains. One of the things that I've been so impressed with the Panthers this season has been the leadership on the team. Captains Camille Tkachuk, Owen Powers, and assistant captain Jimmy McKee have really kept this team on an even keel. Win or loss, they know what they've got to do to be successful. Last weekend is over, but they did some great things. There's also some things that they need to work on, but the Panthers need to play their game, and it's up to Tkachuk, Powers, and McKee to make sure that that happens. And I can tell you this, I know how much those players are respected in the locker room by the other players and the coaches, and I believe their message will be well received. So the three keys for the Middlebury College Panthers. And now we'll take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's game. First for the visiting Connecticut College Camels, starting in goal from Buzzards Bay, Massachusetts, number one, junior Connor Rodericks. On left defense, from Wayne, New Jersey, number 17, junior Rory Gerlasco. And at right defense, from Salem, Massachusetts, number 16, junior Dan Driscoll. The forwards, at left wing, from Peabody, Mass, number 27, freshman Anthony Quartieri, at right wing, from Warwick, Rhode Island, number 8, sophomore Matt Creamer. And at center, from Greenville, Rhode Island, number 15, sophomore Greg Pezza. The Camels are coached by Jim Ward, and the assistant coach is Joe Giordano. And now the starting lineup for the Middlebury College Panthers, starting in goal, from Peterborough, Ontario, number 1, freshman Adam Wisco. On left defense, from Darien, Connecticut, number 6, senior Jimmy McKee. And at right defense, also from Darien, Connecticut, number 18, freshman Brett Pastor. As for the forwards, at left wing, from Ann Arbor, Michigan, number 37, freshman Zach Shapiro. At right wing, from Clifton Park, New York, number 26, junior Mitch Allen. And at center, from Cheshire, Connecticut, number 9, junior Owen Powers. Middlebury is coached by Neil Sinclair and assisted by Nick Biggeman. And there we have it, the starting lineups for both the visiting Connecticut College Camels and your Middlebury College Panthers. We're going to take a break here for the playing of the national anthems, and when we come back, NESCAC men's hockey action between the Camels of Connecticut College and the Middlebury College Panthers. You are listening to the Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services pregame show on Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
How many times have you really felt good about the financial institution you deal with? The people who use all the varied services at One Credit Union on Green Street in Vergennes do. It might be because One Credit Union is known for their unmatched personal service. This service is provided by people you like to work with, not by people you have to work with. Low-fee banking services provided by people you like. It all adds up to One Credit Union. If your bank doesn't add up to that, it's time for a change. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. One Credit Union. Together we are one.
When it comes to dining, you can eat or you can have a dining experience that wows your senses. And for over 10 years, Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes has been doing just that, creating fresh and hearty creations using locally sourced ingredients to produce fare with a Vermont flavor that makes it an iconic Vermont eatery. Chef Matt and the team at Three Squares Cafe proudly serve delicious homemade products featuring locally roasted coffees, chocolates, baked goods, pastries, and fabulous homemade soups. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner at Three Squares Cafe, you're not just eating, you're experiencing gourmet local foods at their very best. Whether you're dining in their vintage dining room or having a craft beer or glass of wine on their inviting patio, Three Squares Cafe in Vergennes has it all. Gluten-free, vegetarian, and vegan options are available too. So the next time you're looking for a dining experience you want to remember and savor, check out Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes, where they serve up casual and creative cuisine for breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes and at threesquarescafe.com.
You have reservations with friends and family that you haven't seen in so long. It's going to be great to see everyone again. But then you get a text. Hey there, got stuck at the office. We'll be there in a half an hour, depending upon traffic. Okay, great. That's a long time to stand around and do nothing. Now you're faced with two options. Take your table now, order, and your friends will just have to order when they get there while you sit there with a finished plate. Or you could get your table and fill up on the bread basket until they arrive. At Fire and Ice, there's a third option.
The Moose Pub. Get together with friends there or hang out in the bar until the rest of your party arrives. Fire and Ice has been the place where friends and family have gathered for generations. Don't forget, everyone loves getting a Fire and Ice gift card as a gift. And they cater for all occasions for any size group, from 50 to 1,000. Check out their menu or buy a gift card online at fireandicerestaurant.com. Fire and Ice, Seymour Street in Middlebury.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in land clearing and are known for clearing small building lots to many acres of forest land. At Lathrop's, they can clear land for many reasons, such as building lots, views, pasture reclamation, solar farms, and more. Lathrop Forest Products has the equipment needed for any size job, and land clearing can improve the value of your property. For all of your land clearing needs, big or small, call the experts at Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3600.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WVTK. Now, back to Panther hockey on 92.1, WVTK.
And welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College. You are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network. Good evening, Bruce Zeman with you as the NESCAC conference play resumes tonight. The Panthers getting ready to take on their conference rival, the Connecticut College Camels. The Panthers skating from left to right, wearing their home white uniforms with dark blue numbers, and the Camels in their road blues with white numbers. They'll be skating from right to left. The goaltender's Adam Wisko for the Panthers in net. He's ready to go. Goaltender Connor Rodericks for the Camels is all set. The officials are set, and here we go. Greg Pezza taking the faceoff for the Camels. He's taking it against Owen Powers, won by Pezza. Back to Rory Garlasco, who dumps it in for Conn College into the far corner. A shot that comes around to the point. It's driven back into the middle of Barry zone and driven out by Brett Pastor. Here comes Zach Shapiro with a shot on Rodericks, a save by Rodericks. He waffles that into the corner, and it's sent around to the right side by the Camel defense. It's picked up by Quateri in the corner, back to the point to Pastor with a drive. That hits someone in front and comes out. Spencer Cage with the puck now on the far side boards, dumps it in as the Panthers change behind Rodericks. Dan Driscoll retreats to get it. He comes up the left side right in front of the Connecticut bench. It's dumped into the Middlebury zone where it's taken by Danny Tye. Over to Brendan Dawson off the boards and into the Connecticut zone, and that is an icing. 19:01 left to play first period. Middlebury and Conn College scoreless. Middlebury College Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network. The resumation, I guess you could say, of conference play. This faceoff to the left of freshman Adam Wisko in goal tonight for the Panthers. Danny Tye taking the faceoff against Pezza. Won by Tye up along the boards. He has it over the red line. Skates in and dumps it into the defensive zone for Conn College. In the right corner now, Alex Heinrichs battling with Kyle Moss. Heinrichs takes it out. He centers it. He was looking for Dawson at the left point, and it bounces out, and Dawson has to come back. He's with his partner, Connor Breen. Dawson skating around Conn College players into the zone. A shot from the right circle. He tried to center back to the point. A drive that was taken by Bentley for the Panthers behind the Camels net. It's centered in front by Tkachuk, and it comes out. And it's taken by Paul Capozzi for the Camels. He sends it out. It's driven back into the Connecticut zone by the Panthers, Jimmy McKee. It's now in the left corner, taken by Moss. Moss walled by Tkachuk. Moss still with it. looking to get it out, and he gets it to Kevin Doyle, who sends it across to his linemate, Steve Sinise, who brings it in by the left circle. He's walled by McKee. McKee and Sinise along the boards. It comes off the boards now to Brian Ackle. Ackle has it in the left corner. It goes behind Wisco. Now in the right corner. And it's sent up by Alex Lee. Over to Sinise, who brings it back in. The left circle shot. Save Wisco. And he will hold on. 17:36 left to play first period. Middlebury and Conn College scoreless from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. One shot on goal per team in the first 2 minutes and 24 seconds. This faceoff to the right of Wisco. It's going to be Will White taking the faceoff against Cole Jocelyn. Won by White. Back to the point. It's driven in by Dan Driscoll. It's in the left corner now. Jeff Thompson battling with it for Conn College. It comes off the boards. Matt Danner for Middlebury sending it around over to Ryan Ash. Ash loses it in the corner to number 33, Matt Michaud. Michaud still with it, tries to get it to the point where he had defenseman Dan Driscoll trying to get a shot, but Driscoll wasn't able to hold it in. It comes out. And we have a whistle, and it looks like there is a penalty, and it looks like it's going to be number 11, Jeff Thompson. I believe that's a minor for hitting from behind. The penalty will be at 2:47 of the second period. Middlebury's first power play of the game. The faceoff to the left of goaltender Connor Rodericks. Shapiro taking it against Jacob Moreau. Won by Shapiro. Back to the point where Cage dumps it in behind Rodericks. The Panthers have it behind the net. Over to Mitch Allen. Allen back to Jocelyn. Jocelyn loses it, and it comes out. And Allen has to retreat. Allen over to Powers. Powers. And Conn College clears it out. And we have another whistle. 16:41 left to play first period. Scoreless between the Camels and Panthers. The faceoff to the right of goaltender Connor Rodericks. Powers taking the faceoff for Middlebury against Ackle. Allen and Cage at the points for the Panthers on this power play. Their first of the game. Middlebury's power play this season, 1-for-11. Shapiro now in for the Panthers to take the faceoff against Ackle. It's won by Shapiro, who does a nice job getting it back to Allen, who kicks it over to Cage, who shoots it in. It's now in the right corner. Allen with it again, looking to center it. It's broken up by Moss, who sends it out and down into the right corner. Cage chasing for the Panthers as Middlebury makes a partial change here. Cage leaving it for Dawson as the Panthers change. Dawson behind his net. And bringing it up and out. Over to Michael Fahey. Fahey across to Dawson, who pinched in. Over to McKee. A shot from the point. Score! Jimmy McKee with a wrist shot that eluded Rodericks from the top of the circle. And it's a power play goal for the Panthers. 4:01 of the first period. It is 1-0 Middlebury. Another play set up by the smooth-skating Brendan Dawson, who got the puck up quickly. And he is such a quick skater. He set the play up, got it up quickly. Over to McKee, who brought it into the zone and took a wrist shot from the top of the circles that eluded Rodericks. And it is 1-0 Middlebury, just like that. A power play goal. We'll wait for the official scorer here. It is going to be Matt Creamer taking the faceoff against Danny Ty. Won by Ty back into the Middlebury zone. Pastor chasing for the Panthers. Leaves it for Cage. Pastor with it again on the far side boards. And here come the Panthers again. Over to Alex Heinrichs, who races it in. Loses it to A.J. Wallace, who dumps it back into the Middlebury zone. In the right corner.
Middlebury power play goal scored by number 25, Michael Fahey, assisted by number 2, Brendan Dawson. That's Fahey from Dawson at 4.
So Michael Fahey getting the goal, the assist to number 2, Brendan Dawson. The goal coming at 4:01 of the first period. It's a power play goal, and it's 1-0 Middlebury. Face-off just in front of the Connecticut College bench. It's going to be Ryan Petty taking the face-off against Cole Jocelyn. Another faceoff won by Jocelyn, who's done a good job on faceoffs tonight. They dump it in.
On the Middlebury goal, individual assist to number six, Jimmy McKee.
And they've also just added a secondary assist to Jimmy McKee on that goal. So it reads Fahey from Dawson and McKee at 4:01. The puck now in the right, lower right corner in the Connecticut College zone. It's taken by Lee. He's got Danner with him. Danner trying to get it back to Ash. It's brought up by Conn College. Jacob Moreau dumping it into the Middlebury zone. And sent around. And it's Dan Driscoll trying to center it in front. He gets it back to the point. Colin McCabe with it. He sends it across and around to Moreau. Back behind the Middlebury net. Back to the point where it is taken by McCabe. McCabe tries to send it in. It's partially blocked behind Wisco right now. Centered in front by Moreau. Wisco sends that with a stick sort of into the corner there. It's taken by the Camels again. And McCabe falls down and it's broken up by Danner, who takes it and skates into the zone. Drops it for Lee. Looking for Danner in front. Alex Lee doing a nice job getting it over to Danner, but who is out of gas as he was near the end of his shift. Behind Rodericks, and Owen Power is doing a nice job forechecking, rushing Driscoll and takes it away, gives it back to Allen. Allen behind Rodericks, trying to get it back to Dawson at the point. Still with it. Nice job by Allen keeping it in. It's taken by Steve Sinise for the Camels in front of it, in his bench. It's dumped in by Connor Breen. And Powers in on him quickly. Still in the Connecticut College zone along the board. Sinise with it again. Tries to dump it in. It's knocked out by Breen. Sinise brings it in again. Breen on him in the left corner. Tries to center it in front as it goes into the right corner. 13:20 left to play first period. 1-0 Middlebury. Zach Shapiro racing along the boards. He was looking for Mitch Allen, but Allen just a step offside. And we have a whistle. 13:16 left to play first period, 1-0 Middlebury. Michael Fahey scoring on the power play, assisted by Brendan Dawson and Jimmy McKee. The goal at 4:01 of the first period, giving Middlebury a 1-0 lead. The faceoff just outside the Camel zone. It's going to be Ty taking it against Pezza, won by Ty, and it's bouncing around in neutral ice. It's taken again by the Panthers as Deneen dumps it in. Behind Rodericks, back to the point, it's sent by Tkachuk. Dumped back around, over to Fahey. It's dumped back into the Camel zone, where Moss has to retreat behind his netminder. He sends it over to his partner, Colin Stevens. Back to Kyle Moss. Moss races over the red line and dumps it in, as they will get a change. Interesting, as the Camels are going with seven defensemen. The puck up into the neutral zone right now. Alex Heinrichs racing with it for Middlebury as the teams play tic-tac-toe with the puck. A.J. Wallace has it right in front of the Middlebury bench, and we have a whistle, as I think it may have hit a player on the Middlebury bench there. And so they're going to do the face-off at center ice. 12:18 left to go first period. 1-0 Middlebury. Danny Ty taking the face-off here against Greg Pezza. Center ice. Won by Pezza. He kicks it back to Quateri. Quateri races in along the right side. Now in the lower right corner behind Wisco. Looks to center it in front. It's loose on the side of the net. And we have a whistle as Wisco covers it. 12:07 left to play first period. 1-0 Middlebury. Michael Fahey getting a power play goal at 4:01 of the period. The only power play of the period for either team so far. This face off to Wisco's left. It's going to be tie against Pezza again. Won by Pezza. Back to the point. A shot by Ferguson goes wide. Taken by Alex Heinrichs, who comes up and skates over the blue line. Now over the red line. Dumping it into the Conn College zone. It's sticked into the corner by Rodericks. And a nice job by Powers to get a bouncing puck back on net. And we have a whistle. And we'll take a face-off. That was not Owen Powers. That was John Scala. It's hard to see the numbers from where we are, because when the jerseys fold, Looked like it was a big 9, but it was a 3-9. So my apologies to John. Face off to the left of Roderick's, won by the Panthers. Jocelyn took it, but he couldn't keep it in, so it comes out. It's kept in by the Panthers. Matt Danner with it now for Middlebury. However, it is taken by Dan Driscoll. Driscoll skating out quickly. Driscoll trying to center it. He had Kyle Moss with him, broken up by Middlebury. Still in the Middlebury defensive zone, taken by Jocelyn. The far side corner off the boards, and it comes out of the zone. Driscoll retreats to neutral ice, and he dumps it back in again. Taken by the smooth-skating Brendan Dawson, skating through the Panthers' defensive zone into neutral ice, right in front of the Middlebury bench, where it's taken back by Driscoll, and he loses it as Matt Danner dumps it in as the Panthers change. Colin McCabe racing up the left side, trying to get it to Jacob Moreau, who's being pestered by Mitch Allen. In the right corner now, taken by Owen Powers. Powers trying to get back to Cage at the point. A shot deflected in part by Shapiro, and Roderick's did a nice job keeping that out of his net. Back to the Panthers. Shapiro again, who gets a shot off of Roderick's shoulder, and he sends that into the netting, and we have a whistle. 10:41 left to play, first period, 1-0 Middlebury. The Panthers freshman Zach Shapiro, their leading scorer this season so far, 3 goals through 4 games, and he is definitely a player that looks like he's going to be able to make things happen for the Panthers. Owen Powers taking the faceoff against Brian Ackle, won by Ackle. Back to defenseman Colin Stevens. Stevens along the right side boards, sends it rink wide to Sinise, who dumps it in. He's pestered by Pastor, who walls him along the board. Good hit by Pastor there, taking Sinise out of the play. The puck still in the corner, taken by Cage, who walls it off the boards, and he sends it up and out. Shapiro back on the ice there with Powers and Allen. Wisco leaves it for Cage, and the Panthers send it up and out. The puck bounces into the Connecticut College zone, and we have a penalty. This one is going to be against Middlebury. And it's a hooking call. So at 10:03 of the first period, the Camels will go on their first power play of the game. It's going to be to Zach Shapiro, a 2-minute minor for tripping at 9:57 of the first period. And so the Camels with an opportunity here to even this game at 1. Face off to the right of Wisco. It's going to be Petty taking the face off against Tkachuk. Back to the point. Moreau with the puck now, sends it back to the point, over to McCabe. McCabe tries to center in front. McCabe still with it along the far side boards. It's sent around by Petty, who has got Moreau at the point. Moreau able to keep it in. He did a nice job keeping it in there. Dawson pressuring him in the left corner. Moreau racing behind the boards, gets it back to the point to Stevens. Stevens at the left point. He's got McCabe on the other point. Back to Stevens with a drive save, Wisco. Wisco sent that into the left corner. It was cleared out by Dawson, who sends it all the way down as the Panthers change. A nice save there by goaltender Adam Wisco. And the Camels set up behind their net. Colin Stevens taking it up. He sends a pass across to Quateri, who races up into the Panthers' defensive zone, now at the right side. He's still along the right boards. He's got Driscoll at one point and McCabe at the other point, although they change now. Garlasco coming back on. It's back to McCabe, who tries to center it in front. Broken up by the Panthers. Quateri pinching in, now in the right corner. Broken up by Dineen. Over to McKee. McKee holding it along the boards, wasting time. It's taken again by Petty. Petty around, center it in front. A shot comes by Creamer. Broken up by the Panthers. Up and out. Puck all the way back in, back behind Roderick's. Heinrichs doing a nice job forechecking. Rory Garlasco taking it in the right corner. He's being pestered by Powers now, as we're down to 10 seconds left in the penalty. Sent across to Garlasco over the red line, who dumps it in. He leaves it for Creamer. Broken up by the Panthers, taken by right wing Mitch Allen, up and out. And that'll do it. An excellent job penalty killing by the Panthers there, as we're down to 8 minutes left in the first period, a period that they lead in 1-0. A pass up from Wallace. over to number 14, Kevin Doyle, in the left corner now. Still in the corner where it's taken by Ackle. Ackle tries to center it in front, broken up by Middlebury. Here comes Powers. He's got Shapiro with him and Breen, who is pinching, dumped in. Powers with it again. He's got Shapiro and Dawson, who's pinched down in. Dawson looking to send a shot on, a nice shot in front that hits someone and will get a whistle. One of the great things, or one of the great strengths that the Panthers have this year, is their defense has been excellent so far. Defenseman Brendan Dawson, in my opinion, one of the best skaters in the NESCAC, set up that play by racing into the zone, and he was skating so fast, the forwards were not able to get there as quickly as he did, and so that's why that play kind of went off kilter. But this faceoff to the right of goaltender Connor Rodericks, it's going to be Michael Fahey, who is chased out of the faceoff circle now. Camille Tkachuk taking the faceoff against Will White. One by Tkachuk off the boards, where Matt Michaud takes it. He loses it, and it's driven back around by McKee. Now in the right corner, Tkachuk has got it. Back to the point, over to Ash. Ash over to McKee, right between the circles. Another wrist shot. That hits something in front and deflected into the left corner. Tkachuk has it again, although he loses it to McCabe. McCabe races along, and he has got Thompson, Will White, and Matt Michaud with him. Taken by Fahey, who dumps it up and out into neutral ice, where it's picked up by Ackle, who brings it back in. It comes in front of Wisco, who sticks it off the boards over to Emac Bentley, who loses it to Thompson. Thompson in neutral ice dumps it into the Panthers' defensive zone. Fahey along the boards, trying to get it up and out. He's not able to. The Camels' Ryan Petty has it behind Wisco. He's in the left corner now. He's trying to get it to Driscoll at the point. Driscoll's got it over to Moss. Back to Driscoll, who can't hold on to a hot pass. Back to the left side. Petty lets a shot go. Stick by Wisco. Now into the right corner. It's Moss along the boards. He loses it to Bentley, who races in. Bentley one on three. Bentley with Petty in the left corner. Heinrichs in there now, along with Danny Tai. Brett Pastor and Spencer Cage at the points for the Panthers. Being held into the zone. Nice job by Danny Tai. Gets it back to Cage at the point. A shot that hit Heinrichs in the skate. Went into the right corner. Pastor pinching in. Taken by Tai. Panthers cycling here. Off the boards. Back to Pastor. Tai had gone back to the point to cover for the pinching Pastor. It comes up and out. Back into the Middlebury defensive zone, where it bounces around a neutral ice, and now it's taken by Heinrichs. Heinrichs one on two, although he's got Tai with him. Tries to drop it for Tai, but it's picked up by Scala, who does a nice job keeping it in. Another nice job by the Panthers, Brett Dineen, by keeping it in. Scala with it again in the left corner. Scala waiting for help. Over to Powers, a shot, save Rodericks into the netting. Nice job there on that shift by freshman John Scala. He wears number 39, the left wing from Massapequa, New York, seeing some ice time in this first period and doing some nice work getting the puck to his line mates there. 5:09 left to play first period. 1-0 Middlebury. 7 shots on goal for the Panthers and 6 for the Camels. Powers taking the face off against the Camels' number 15, Pezza. Won by Pezza along the boards, and it comes up and out. Pezza gets his own rebound, dumps it into the zone where it's taken by Creamer. Creamer in the left circle, shot off the crossbar. That shot had beaten Wisco, who had gone down, but it hit the top of the crossbar. Puck up and out by the Middlebury defense, back into the neutral zone where it's dumped in by Liam Ferguson. And the left corner taken by Powers, who sends it all the way down, and that's an icing. Creamer took the shot from just above the left circle. Wisco down in the butterfly. I don't know if it deflected off something, but it hit the crossbar flush. You heard it from here. And sometimes the crossbar, that metal, is the hockey player's best friend. This face-off to the right of Wisco. It's going to be Powers taking the face-off against number 12, Steve Sinise. Won by Powers, who gets it up and out. Dawson and Breen back on the blue line for the Panthers. Dawson up to Powers, over to Allen. taken by Sinise again for the Camels, who dumps it in. Doyle, Ackle, and Sinise for the Camels out there right now, with Wallace and Stevens on the blue line. Wallace racing into the right corner. Jocelyn rushing him. Jocelyn, Lee, and Danner for the Panthers. Back to the point. A shot by McKee. It deflects in front. And that shot was going well wide, but it hit one of the Camels and deflected near to Rodericks. That could have been trouble had they not cleared it out. But it was a nice job by Wallace clearing it up and out. Over to Will White, who dumps it in. He gets a shot that Wisco sticks into the corner. Taken by McKee, who leaves it for Dineen. Dineen on the far side boards. Up over to Lee as the Panthers change here. If they hurry, they've got a 4-on-3. Will White rushing in. He tries to center it in front. It's blocked by Wisco into the left corner right now. That line of Thompson, White, and Michaud had a pretty good shift there, but it was broken up by the Panthers. Back to the point. McCabe with a drive, and that's into the catching glove of Wisco, and he will hold on. 3:08 left to play in this first period. 1-0 Middlebury. Shots on goal for Conn College 9 and for the Panthers 7. Freshman goaltender Adam Wisco playing a strong game so far. This faceoff to the left of Wisco. Danny Ty taking the faceoff against Petty. Won by Ty. It comes up and around and all the way out and way back down. And we'll have an icing as we hit the 3-minute mark of the first period. The Panthers getting on the board at 4:01 of this period. A power play goal. Michael Fahey from Brendan Dawson and Jimmy McKee. It came at 4:01, giving the Panthers the 1-0 lead. Ty taking the faceoff again against Petty. Won by Petty this time. Back to the point where Driscoll cannot hold it in. It's taken by Scala. Scala with Heinrichs and Danny Ty. Heinrichs with it in the right corner. Heinrichs trying to get it to the point to Cage, but he couldn't do it. It's racing up now by Capazzi. Capazzi gets that over to Jacob Moreau. Broken up by the Panthers. Heinrichs with it, bringing it in 1-on-3 as the Panthers are getting a change here, and it's taken up by the Camels' Capazzi. And if the Camels hurry here, they've got a 3-on-2. It's dropped. A shot that Wisco makes a save. It was Moreau dropping that to Liam Ferguson, who took a shot off the back foot. Wisco down in the butterfly, grabbing that and holding on. So this faceoff to the right of goaltender Adam Wisco, who's made 10 saves this period. Pezza taking the faceoff for the Camels against Michael Fahey for the Panthers. Won by Fahey into the right corner, though. And the Camels' number 8, Matt Creamer, with it. Creamer circling between the circles. Shot, save, Wisco. Creamer with a backhand and some extracurriculars after the whistle. Wisco had that covered, and then Creamer continued to whack at it, and the Panthers took some exception to that. And we have a whistle here. Just a quick note, in the NCAA Division III women's soccer semifinal, third-ranked Middlebury beating number 1 Washington University of St. Louis 1-0, so the winner moves on to Saturday's NCAA championship game against either Williams or Christopher Newport. So congratulations to the Middlebury women's soccer team for their victory. The faceoff to the right of goaltender Adam Wisco, won by the Panthers, driven into the zone, sent a shot. A shot over from Camille Kachuk, who received a nice pass from Bentley. And I think Kachuk would like to have that one back again. He didn't get all of it. He actually shot it right into Roderick's midsection there. And Roderick's made the save. This faceoff to the left of Connor Roderick's. Michael Fahey taking the faceoff again against Will White. Won by White back to the point, the far side point, where it could not be kept in by Allen, who has it again. He dumps it in as Middlebury will change here. Getting some fresh skaters out here, and here come the Camels. Driscoll racing it in along the left side. The line of Thompson, White, and Michaud out for the Camels now centers it in front. and it is broken up by the Panthers. Here comes Zach Shapiro. Shot save by Rodericks. Had a racing Mitch Allen with him. Shapiro and Allen with a mini two-on-one there, and Rodericks making a nice save. The puck back to the point. A shot by Allen again. Waffled into the corner by Rodericks. It's behind the net now. A shot by Powers. It's saved by Roderick. Another one by Allen. It's loose in front. And we have a whistle here. And again, some pushing and shoving after the whistle. I have to be honest with you. I like this player, Zach Shapiro, for the Panthers an awful lot. The freshman from Ann Arbor, Michigan, is not afraid to go to the areas of the rink where it's dirty. When I spent some time with the New Jersey Devils back in the day, I had the honor of getting to spend some time around some of the greatest players that ever played the game, Scott Stevens and Peter Stastny. And one of the things that I learned from them, just listening to them, take the shortest route to the puck and get there in a bad mood. And that's exactly what Shapiro seems to do. He seems to be adding a lot of life to this team, which is good to see. The faceoff to the left of Rodericks. It's Danny Tighe taking the faceoff against Petty. Back to the point. Dawson with it. He loses it to Doyle. He comes across to Ferguson, who sends it back in. The top line of Moreau, Petty, and Capazzi out there for the Camels. Taken by Breen, a shot in that is blockered into the corner by Rodericks. Sent all the way around by Garlasco. Over to Moreau. Moreau dumps it in. Breen in the left corner. Leaves it for Tighe. Tighe loses it to Moreau, but it's up and out as the Panthers are able to get it out. A two-on-one here. It is Moreau with Petty, broken up by the Panthers' defense. And that'll do it. After 20 minutes of play, it is 1-0 Middlebury. You are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK. When we come back, we will recap the first period. 1-0 after 20 minutes of play. You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
Real trust is having a partner you can count on. National Bank of Middlebury has experienced bankers providing advice, guidance, and support you can trust. And a full range of loans, savings, and online products and services. Find out what having the right partner can do for you. Offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Virgins, or online at mbmvt.com. Bank real. Live real. National Bank of Middlebury.
Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
The finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding is at Woodware, a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. They carry brands known for quality. Flex Steel, sofas, sectionals, recliners, and accent furniture. Thor's Elegance, Vermont-crafted furniture. Beautyrest mattresses. Hubbardson Forge, hand-forged lighting from Vermont. RH Lemure, fine hardwood dining room furniture. Oriental Weavers, area rugs, and Telescope casual outdoor furniture. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer is always right guarantee. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white glove delivery service anywhere in the country. It's all at Woodware on Route 7 South Middlebury, online at woodwarevt.com.
Foster Motors on Route 7 in Middlebury is the only award for excellence Chrysler dealer in Vermont. They always offer huge discounts and great leases on all Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram models. Foster Motors also has a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from. If you're looking for a newer used vehicle, make sure to get to Foster Motors, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. Check them out online at fostermotors.com or visit them on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors...
celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
Now back to the ice for more Panther hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
Welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College, where the Middlebury College Panthers lead the Connecticut College Camels 1-0 after 20 minutes of play. Good evening, Bruce Zeman with you from Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network. A very happy bunch of Panthers after the first 20 minutes of play, where they lead 1-0. Coming into this game, the Panthers, all their games so far this season on the road, they come into this game at 2-2. While the Camels actually probably looking to get away from home, their three losses that they've got this season were all at home. Their one win last week against Anna Maria, but non-conference win, so they are back in conference play tonight. They are in ninth place in the conference, while the Panthers come in fifth place. And as mentioned in the pregame show, both of these teams looking for a win. 15 shots on goal in the period for the Camels, 14 for the Panthers. Both goaltenders, Connor Rodericks for the Camels and freshman Adam Wisco for the Panthers, playing very well. The only scoring in that period, a power play goal by number 25, Michael Fahey. The assist to number 2, Brendan Dawson, and number 6, Jimmy McKee. It came at 4:01 of the first period, as mentioned, with the Panthers on the power play. And bringing it up and out, over to Michael Fahey. Fahey across to Dawson, who pinched in. Over to McKee, a shot from the point. Score! Jimmy McKee with a wrist shot that eluded Rodericks from the top of the circle, and it's a power play goal for the Panthers. 4:01 of the first period. It is 1-0 Middlebury. Brendan Dawson setting that entire goal up by getting it so fast, getting it up the ice so quickly that the Camels were not really able to get a set up, or get a defense set up rather. And Dawson quickly getting it to McKee, who let a very strong wrist shot go from about, I would say, 10 feet between the circles, at the top of the circles. And Michael Fahey deflecting that in. Originally, it was credited to McKee, and they changed that. The goal to Michael Fahey. So Fahey getting that power play goal. Goal coming at 4:01 of the first period, making it 1-0 Middlebury after 20 minutes of play. And for Fahey, that is his second goal of the season. And again, after 20 minutes of play, it is 1-0 Middlebury. Going to take a break here. When we come back, we'll take a look at the NESCAC scoreboard and the Fire and Ice Restaurant out-of-town scoreboard. 1-0 Middlebury at the end of 20 minutes of play. We're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey, the intermission report, on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
The cooler weather is here, and time to think about fixing any problems you have with your car, truck, or 18-wheeler. So get the right parts the first time and quick at Napa on Court Street, Middlebury. See Brad and the staff, and they'll take care of you. And if they don't have the parts you're looking for, and that does not happen often, they'll have it for you in 24 hours. So the next time you're looking for any part, stop in or call Napa Auto Parts in Middlebury, and you'll see why everyone is making Napa their choice. Price, quick service, and knowledgeable people that can find what you need fast, along with the solid advice. See Brett and the staff at Napa Auto Parts on Court Street in Middlebury for parts for the car, truck, and even the 18-wheeler, and those hard-to-find parts to keep your vehicle running smooth. Make your number one choice Napa in Middlebury. Napa, closed on Sundays.
There are many banks to choose from. There's just one which truly puts personal service first and foremost. That's One Credit Union in Vergennes. The people at One Credit Union specialize in making your banking an easy and positive experience. Add in our very competitive lending rates, low-fee banking services, and the many electronic banking options with 24/7 access to your account. You'll see why One Credit Union is gaining new customers every day. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. One Credit Union. Together, we are one.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms Hot Chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
This is Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK.
1-0 Middlebury College Panthers after 20 minutes of play. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WBTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network. Bruce Seaman with you from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. NESCAC Hockey Conference action returning tonight after the Thanksgiving holiday break. And again, as mentioned, the Panthers leading 1-0 after 20 minutes of play. Michael Fahey scoring a power play goal, his second of the year. The assist to number 2, Brendan Dawson, and number 6, Jimmy McKee. The goal 4-1 of the first period. A nice power play setup by the Panthers there, getting them their 1-0 lead after 20 minutes of play. Again, 15 shots on goal for the Camels. 14 for Middlebury, but the only number that matters, the big one at the top. And right now, after 20 minutes of play, it reads 1-0 Middlebury. And so we're going to check the NESCAC out-of-town scoreboard right now. There are a bunch of other games going on tonight in the NESCAC. At the end of the first period, Amherst and Wesleyan are scoreless. A game taking place at the Spurrier-Snyder Rink in Middletown, Connecticut. At the start of the second period, the Tufts University Jumbos, who the Panthers will play tomorrow, are leading Williams 3-0. That game at the Lansing-Chapman Rink in Williamstown. And at the start of the first period, that game starting at 7:30, Hamilton and Trinity scoreless. That game at the Koppel Community Sports Center in Hartford, Connecticut. Taking a look at the NHL out-of-town scoreboard, the Fire and Ice Restaurant NHL out-of-town scoreboard. The New Jersey Devils trailing the Washington Capitals 1-0, 4 minutes remaining in the first period. With 4:20 remaining in the first period, the Sabres leading the Florida Panthers 1-0. Some of the other games that are on tap tonight, the Ducks and Hurricanes getting ready to go. That game actually just underway. And later tonight, the Blues taking on the Avalanche and the Kings taking on the Calgary Flames. Some late night action out on the West Coast. But again, after the first 20 minutes of play, the Panthers leading the Conn College Camels 1-0. The Panthers have had issues with power plays the last season or so. Last year was not very good, and this season 1-for-11 so far. They only had one opportunity in this game, but they made the most of it. Again, getting on the board at 4-1 of the first period, that is something I'm sure the coaching staff was working on and talking to them about. And I have to say, they set it up very, very well. Brendan Dawson racing that puck up the ice and doing a nice job getting it over to Jimmy McKee, who took the shot from right above the circles. It was deflected by Michael Fahey, past goaltender Connor Rodericks, making it 1-0 Middlebury after 20 minutes of play. And one broadcast announcement here, if you missed it earlier in the broadcast, some news. The NCAA Division III women's soccer semifinal, the third-ranked Middlebury College Panthers upsetting the top-ranked Washington University of St. Louis 1-0. And so what that means is the winner moves on to tomorrow's NCAA championship game against either Williams or Christopher Newport. So again, congratulations to the Middlebury College women's hockey team and their big win today, and wish them the best of luck tomorrow. And again, after 20 minutes of play, 1-0 Middlebury, and the conference play resuming tonight here at the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. And in the NESCAC, there are 10 teams, and the top 8 make the playoffs. And so getting wins early in the season, very important, because it's also, come playoff time, you know, the top 4 teams have home ice. And so there's a big difference between going on the road and being at home during the playoffs. And so you do not want to give away points. And so for the Panthers, they have a much different look this year. There's a lot of energy on this team, and they really seem to have a very positive outlook, at least so far this season. They're really playing very, very well. And again, Michael Fahey getting the Panthers on the board at 4-1 of the first period. And that's where we stand after 20 minutes of play. Going to take a break here. We're in between periods 1 and 2. When we come back, we'll preview the second period and then second period action. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey, the intermission report on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Here at Shearer Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac. I know we talk a lot about the great deals, but there's more to Shearer than just great deals. We remain committed to the members of our communities. Whether we're taking a youth group bowling, sponsoring local community events, we believe it takes a village to make everyone successful. Find out more about how we support the local community. Follow us on Facebook, shop local, and join our village. Come visit us at 1675 Shelburne Road in South Burlington. Find out for yourself why thousands of people choose Shearer.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
Set, fly, ready, fly, ready. Hut.
Hey, Martin, it's fun to watch these football games. Oh, what does that mean? The striped guy has his two arms up in the air.
It means it's good for the Tigers. Looks like they're headed for another win. Keep up the winning tradition, Tigers.
For all your fall needs, shop Martin's Hardware in Bristol and Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol specializes in land clearing and are known for clearing small building lots to many acres of forest land. At Lathrop's, they can clear land for many reasons, such as building lots, views, pasture reclamation, solar farms, and more. Lathrop Forest Products has the equipment needed for any size job, and land clearing can improve the value of your property. For all of your land clearing needs, big or small, call the experts at Lathrop Forest Products in Bristol at 453-3606.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1 WVTK. Now, back to Panther hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of beautiful Middlebury College here in Middlebury, Vermont. Bruce Zeman with you for Hockey Night in Middlebury. Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network. Between periods 1 and 2, or after 20 minutes of play, the Panthers lead the Conn College Camels 1-0. Tonight's game, the first home game of the season for the Panthers here at the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. And tomorrow, they will be back in conference action when they take on the Tufts University Jumbos. That game will be at 4 o'clock. We'll be on the air on WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network at 3:30 with the pregame show. But again, so far tonight, the Panthers doing very well after one period of play. They're up by a goal. And again, the Tufts University Jumbos in action tonight, taking on Williams. And after the first period, they are up on Williams 3-0. And so the Panthers will be taking them on tomorrow. About 2 minutes left in between periods, and the Panthers just about to come out for the start of the second period. Of course, the teams will switch ends. In this period, the Panthers will skate from right to left, and the Camels skating from left to right. The goaltenders in that period playing very well for the Panthers. Freshman goaltender Adam Wisco from Peterborough, Ontario, stopping all of the 15 shots that the Camels took on him. And for the Camels, the junior goaltender Connor Rodericks from Buzzards Bay, Massachusetts, doing a nice job, letting only one get by him, 14 shots, 13 saves. But again, that goal, a power play goal, not much you're going to do about that, being shorthanded, and Jimmy McKee taking a shot from the top of the circles, deflected by Michael Fahey into the net. And so that is where we sit after 20 minutes of play. And teams are just about ready to come out and get ready for second period action here from the Chip. Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK is brought to you in part this season by One Credit Union, your locally owned credit union on Green Street in Vergennes, by Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services on South Main Street in Middlebury, and on Main Street in Castleton, K caring, compassionate, and experienced professionals serving the community since the early 1900s. Three Squares Cafe, serving casual and creative cuisine 7 days a week on Main Street in Vergennes and online at threesquarescafe.com. Fire and Ice Restaurant, located in Middlebury, a landmark dining house and museum with a 55-plus item salad bar and the best food and drink you'll find anywhere. Foster Motors, home of the We Care People on Route 7 South in Middlebury. The A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, sustainable timber harvesting and SFI certified. And Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon for all your home, business, and agricultural fuel needs on Route 22A in Bridport and in Brandon. Just about ready for second period action here from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena, Middlebury College. The Panthers up 1-0 after 20 minutes of play. We'll see what they can do to build on that lead. See if they can get some additional offense going here. No carryover penalties or man advantages or disadvantages, and so the teams will start 5-on-5. Owen Powers getting ready to take the faceoff for the Panthers. The officials are fixing the netting at the Camel's end of the zone. We've got that fixed. Wisco's ready to go for Middlebury. Roderick's ready to go for the Camels. Just waiting for the officials to get into the faceoff circle here as we get ready for second period action. Powers in the faceoff circle against Driscoll, I believe. That's actually Pezza, excuse me. One by Pezza, drives it into the Middlebury zone where it's taken along the boards by Mitch Allen. Allen along the boards, up and out. That's all the way down, and that is going to be an icing. 19:43 left to play, second period, 1-0 Middlebury, and that faceoff will come all the way back down. We'll set this up for you for the Panthers. Spencer Cage back on the blue line along with Brett Pastor. For the Panthers, their top line of Shapiro, Powers, and Allen out there, and Powers taking the faceoff. He loses it back. Comes all the way back to Driscoll, who takes a shot. Saved by Wisco into the corner. Taken by Allen. Allen back to Pastor. Pastor up along the boards where Allen tries to get it out, and he can't. Garlasco driving it back in across ice now to the right side where it's taken by Cage. Cage up over to Powers, who skates over the blue line and dumps it in. Shapiro racing towards the net. It's in the right corner now though. Allen in the right corner. The puck squirts out into the circle where it's taken by Garlasco, but he loses that along the boards to Shapiro. And Garlasco skates it up and out into neutral ice, dumped into the Panther zone as the Camels change. Breen out there now with Dawson. Breen setting it up over to Danny Tye. Tye up and out over to Heinrichs. And the Panthers offsides there. 18:44 left to play, second period. 1-0 Middlebury. The lone goal coming in the first period. Michael Fahey, his second of the year. Power play goal from Dawson and McKee at 4:01 on the power play. Petty taking the faceoff against Tye. Won by Petty. Back to McCabe, who's got Moss out there with him. Dumped in, and this time the Camels are offside. So we'll do it again. Actually, they're not offsides. They're going to say that that's an icing call, so it will come way back down. This to the left of goaltender Rodericks. Petty taking the faceoff again, this time against Tye. Won by Petty. Back in the corner, and it comes back off the boards, and the Panthers have scored. Petty sent it back off the boards. It came back in front, and the Panthers put it home. 2-0 Middlebury. Petty had won that faceoff. It went right back off the boards, and it came back in front. There were a whole bunch of players that came together there, and we'll wait and see who scored that. But it is 2-0 Middlebury. That goal at 1:29 of the second period. It's an even strength goal. The puck deep in the Middlebury zone in the right corner. Michael Fahey along the boards, and we've got a whistle. And it looks like this one might be against the Panthers. Although there are no Panthers in the penalty box yet. We'll wait and see here. The penalty is going to be against Brett Dineen. The faceoff taken by Pezza. Back to the point. A shot in front. Blocked by the Panthers defense. And taken out by Ryan Ash. Sent it to the right corner. Brought up by the Camels. That is Stevens dumping it in. Mitch Allen sending it over to Owen Powers, racing in on the left side shorthanded. Sends it on front, almost tipped in by Pastor, who is pinching. And racing up the right side is Capazzi. Capazzi one on three, waiting for some help. Capazzi can't hold it in. And it comes back into neutral ice.
Middlebury goal scored by number 39, John Mescala, assisted by number 34, Alex Heinrichs. Mescala Heinrichs at 1 minute 29 seconds.
So that goal scored by number 39, John Scala, assisted by number 34, Alex Heinrichs, at 1:29 of the period. The faceoff to the left of Wisco. It's going to be Ackle against Fahey. Won by Ackle. Sends it over to Quateri, who's at the right point now. Dumps it back in. Over to Pezza. Pezza along the mid wall. He's being held along the wall by Ty. It's taken over by Quateri. Shot! Saved by Wisco. It's loose in front. Blocked by a diving Danny Ty. Loose in front again. Back to Garlasco. Over to Quateri. Broken up by the Middlebury defense. It's being held by Pezza at the left circle. Pezza over to Kramer. Kramer's shot. Save Wisco. Into the corner. Taken and sent back around by Garlasco. 8 seconds left on the penalty. Right in the left circle. Back to the point. A shot by Garlasco. That one is wide. And the penalty is over. The Panthers have killed that off. They're 2-for-2 on the penalty kill tonight. And the puck up and out into neutral ice. It's dumped back in by Driscoll. And the Panthers will reset thing here. Dawson with Breen. A long pass up to Tkachuk, who taps it in. And Moss racing behind his net on the right side. Comes out, it's taken by McKee, who drives it back in. And it's Ash out there with McKee on the blue line for the Panthers, along with Bentley, Fahey, and Tkachuk for Middlebury. Dan Driscoll in the right corner for Conn College. Ash back to the point to McKee, a drive! That one was just wide. Bentley, wrap around in front. Tried to bang it home on the short side, but Rodericks did a nice job getting the leg pad out and preventing that. And the Panthers doing a good job here keeping the Camels bottled up. They can't get it out. The Panthers knock it back in again, and finally it is out. The Camels definitely need to get a change here. Dumped back in by Driscoll, a shot that comes in on Wisco. He'll hold on. Leaves it for Ash, who sends it up back into the Camels' defensive zone in the right corner. Pastor and Dineen out there on the blue line for Middlebury. Dumped in by the Camels. Thompson racing in the left corner. Dineen walling him. Back to the point. A shot that's blocked by Shapiro. Shapiro has it. He gets it up and out into neutral ice. It's up. Bounces out. Powers racing forward. It's kept in by, I believe that's Fahey. The Panthers have to get on sides. Dumped in, and the Panthers will change here as Conn College gets it up quickly, tipped into the zone by Doyle. As the Camels are changing, Wisco leaves it for Pastor. Pastor and Dineen out there now. 14:05 left to play second period. 2-0 Middlebury. Jocelyn with a shot. That goes wide. Comes all the way around where it's taken by Petty. Pass over to McKay. McKay brings it in. He's hassled by Jocelyn, tries to send it in front. It's sticked up in the air by Danner. Danner in the left corner. Over to Stevens at the left point. A shot saved by Wisco. He lets it go. It's taken by Dawson along the boards. He was looking for Lee. Taken again by Jocelyn, who tries to dump it in, and he does. Lee racing in the left circle. Loses it to Stevens. Off the boards. Comes up and out. And they're offsides. And we have a whistle as the Panthers are offsides, and we'll get a face-off at the red dot right in front of the Conn College bench. 13:29 left to play. Second period, 2-0 Middlebury. The second Middlebury goal, John Scala. Assist to number 34, Alex Heinrichs. The goal coming at 1:29 of the second period. Ty taking the face-off against Pezza. Won by Pezza, who still has it. He dumps it in. Loses it to Ty, though, who sends it back to McKee, who sends it over to Deneen, who sends it up and out. And that goes into the right corner. Scala racing for it. Taken by the Camels, who bring it up and out pretty quickly here. Pezza bring it in, dumps it into the left corner. It's Creamer, Pezza, and Quateri out there. The puck now to the right of Wisco. It squirts out. It's taken by Heinrichs. Heinrichs looking for Scala. Scala, Ty, and Heinrichs out there for Middlebury with McKee and Deneen. Deneen dumping it in as the Panthers change. They will get a full change here, and the Camels setting it up behind their goaltender, Rodericks. Garlasco loses it to Tkachuk, who gets a shot off that went wide, and it comes all the way back down into the Middlebury defensive zone, taken by Spencer Cage. Cage loses the puck to Michaud, who takes it between the circles. Backhand save, Wisco, into the left corner. Michaud, White, and Thompson racing around here. The Camels' fourth line doing a nice job causing some havoc in front of Wisco, but the puck is up and out. No harm done. The puck now deep in the Conn College zone. And we have a penalty here, and this one is going to be against the Panthers. ...11:53 left to play, second period, 2-0 Middlebury. The Panthers will be shorthanded here. And it's going to be a tripping call against Michael Fahey. So the Panthers will go back on the penalty kill. They're 2-for-2 so far. The penalty killers are going to be Powers, Breen, Allen, and Dawson. A shot from the point blocked by Dawson. Over to McCabe, a shot, that went wide. That was deflected off of Breen. So Fahey, a minor for tripping. The penalty on the Panthers, their third of the game. They're 2-for-2 on the penalty kill so far. The puck was in the Conn College zone. It squirted out, and racing in was Petty on Wisco, but Dawson using his speed to get back there. It's amazing how much territory he can cover. He's an excellent skater. So Dawson behind the net, keeping the Camels at bay. Moreau circling at the right circle. Stevens with a shot blocked in front by the defense, cleared by Breen. Off the boards by Powers, all the way around for McCabe, who sends it across to Stevens at the top of the circles. A shot blocked by Dawson. It's loose in front, taken by Capazzi, who tries to send it around, but he was looking for Petty, broken up by the Panthers' defense by Breen, who tries to backhand it out. A nice job by Capazzi keeping it in. A shot that's sent in front. Moreau with a shot, and they score! Capazzi doing a nice job keeping it in the Panthers' zone. We'll have to see who the goal scorer is. But at 9:28 of the period, it is 2-1 Middlebury. And that is a power play goal. The Panthers not able to get it out of their zone. And the Camels are on the board. 9:28 of the second period. Face off at center ice. It's going to be tie against Pezza. Won by Pezza. And here they come. along the right side. It is Creamer racing in the right circle. A shot. Wisco save. It's loose in front. Picked up by the Panthers. Again, Ty, Scala, and Heinrichs. Scala offsides. And we have a whistle as the Panthers are a couple of steps offside there. 10:09 left to play second period. 2-1 Middlebury. They led 2-0 before the Camels just got on the board. A power play goal. We're still waiting for the official scorer there. So this faceoff is going to be to the left of goaltender Connor Rodericks. And so the scoring of that goal, it's a power play goal for the Camels. Number 13, Jacob Moreau. The assistant, number 9, Ryan Petty. Number 21, Paul Capazzi, coming at 9:28 of the second period. So here come the Camels bringing it up on the left side. It's taken by Sam Sinise. Steve Sinise, excuse me. Deep in the zone, a shot that comes back to the point, broken up by the Panther defense. A backhand pass by Michael Fahey. That comes on Rodericks, who will cover that and hold on. 9:36 left to play, second period, 2-1 Middlebury. The goal scorers for the Panthers, Michael Fahey in the first period, and John Scala, his first collegiate point, making it 2-0 Middlebury before Moreau got the Camels on the board. This face-off to the right of Rodericks. Back to the point. Dawson with a drive that goes around the boards. Back to the point. Dawson at the top of the circles. And it's knocked out by Thompson. Thompson racing in. And it comes back in. And Thompson got a shot off. Dawson with a stick to break up the play. And there's a penalty on the play here. We'll see what the call is. I believe they're going to say that's a slashing call on Brendan Dawson. Slashing call on Dawson. That's going to be at 10:46 of the second period. So this faceoff will come to the left of goaltender Adam Wisco. The Panthers 2-for-3 on their penalty kill, meaning that the Camels are 1-for-3 on their power play. Petty winning the faceoff back to the point, back to Stevens. Stevens over to McCabe. McCabe back to Stevens from the point at the top of the right circle. Over to Moreau, back to Stevens. Over to McCabe. Shot, save, Wisco. Loose in front. Sent to the corner by Cage. Here comes Bentley. Bentley racing in on the right side. It's 1-on-4. Bentley getting into the corner, doing a nice job taking some time off the clock. 1:30 left in the minor to Dawson. Brought into the zone by Stevens. Stevens has got Petty with him. McKee has it in the left corner, tries to get it out. Good job by Stevens keeping it in. Back to the point. Moreau with a shot, and they score! Moreau with a wrist shot from above the left circle. I don't know if that was deflected, but a power play goal. So 11:33 of the second period, and the game is tied. The Panthers not able to get the puck out. Their second power play goal of the period. And Conn College on shot number 24 has tied this game at 2. Powers taking the faceoff against Pezza. Won by Powers. Back to Allen, who loses it to Creamer. Creamer races in. Middlebury zone. Comes around the net. Pastor with it for the Panthers. Pastor with it again. Sends it over to Cage off the boards. Over to Shapiro. Shapiro over to Powers, who dumps it in. Allen, Powers, and Shapiro. Powers sending it back to Allen. Powers in the right corner. Shapiro is with him. Powers trying to go to the net. A shot in front. It's loose. Broken up by the defense. Kept in. Nice job by Connor Breen to keep that in. left, right circle, sent over to Powers, over to Allen. Allen racing in the right corner. Back to Breen at the point. The top of the circle, shot, save Rodericks, and he will hold on. 7:28 left to play, second period. The game is tied between the Panthers and Camels. So the power play goal, the second of the game, Moreau from Colin Stevens, 11:33 of the second period, and the game is tied. Garlasco racing into the Panthers zone, a shot from Doyle. That one goes wide and around, and the Panthers break this out. Racing into the zone, Bentley with it in the right corner. They center it in front, back to Tkachuk between the circles, a shot blocked by the defense. That one went off of Ackel. Into the right corner. Tkachuk with it behind Rodericks. Tkachuk working hard. He's being boarded by Ackel. And Conn College able to get it out. Racing into the defensive zone. Back behind Wisco. McKee holding the puck along the boards. He's got Fahey with him. Middlebury sending it along the boards, dumping it in. Heinrichs, Ty, and Scala out there for the Panthers with Pastor and Cage. The puck taken at the blue line and dumped in by Scala. And here come the Camels. Wallace skying it over to Will White. White tries to keep it in, but he can't. They have to get back on sides. Cage taking it behind Wisco. Leaving it for Pastor. Pastor off the boards to Ty. Ty skating over the red line on the left side, dumping in a waffle save by Rodericks into the left corner. Taken by White. Up and out. Cage has it, gloves it, sends it back in. The Panthers have to get onside. And they are onside, but they're changing. Alex Lee with the puck for Middlebury. Loses it to Thompson. Taken by Cage. Cage has got Jocelyn and Lee with him. Over to Danner, who can't hold it back in. And it's dumped in and out. Racing into the Middlebury zone is Capazzi. Sends it off the boards to Moreau. Now it's across ice on the left side. And it's sent out of the zone by Cage as the Panthers change. Jocelyn racing into the right corner. And it is sent around by Moreau. Back into the Middlebury zone, off the boards, into neutral ice. Taken by Breen, a shot that goes wide. Lee is out there with Jocelyn and Danner. Dawson and Breen at the points for Middlebury. Dawson at the right circle, shot that hits something in front and deflected into the right corner. Danner into the right corner as well. Camels trying to get it out, and they finally do off the boards. Capazzi getting it up and out, comes back into the Middlebury defensive zone. And that'll be an icing on the Panthers. 4:32 left to play. Second period, 2-2. Middlebury and Conn College. 25 shots on goal for the Camels. 18 for Middlebury. Middlebury leading 2-0 into the second period. But then penalties causing the Panthers some issues. Two power play goals by number 13, Jacob Moreau, tying this game. This faceoff to the left of goaltender Adam Wisco, who's played well tonight. Matt Creamer taking the faceoff for Conn College. Powers for Middlebury. Won by Powers. Back to Dawson. Behind Wisco. Dawson up to Powers. Broken up by Conn College. Puck taken by Creamer. Creamer racing along the red line. The blue line brings it in. A shot that deflected off of Breen into the left corner. Garlasco tries to keep it in, but he can't. Shapiro and Powers out there. Now they lose it. Creamer again with a shot, or tries to take a shot at the between the circles. Gets it over to Quateri. Quateri battling with Powers. Powers sending it back to Breen. Breen in the near corner. Over to Mitch Allen, who has it in neutral ice, and he dumps it in as the Panthers will get a change here as we hit 3:40 left in the second period. Skating through neutral ice. Bring it in into the Panthers defensive zone. Kevin Doyle, Sinise, Ackle, and Doyle out there for the Camels. Here come the Panthers. Racing in is Fahey, who has a goal tonight in the left corner. Puck bouncing around. Bentley racing in there for Middlebury. Tkachuk with a shot. That one just wide. Bentley with a screen in front, and that shot by Tkachuk just wide. He's got it again. Sends it back to McKee. McKee over to Bentley. Bentley in the left corner as the Panthers will get a partial change here. Around into the right corner where Sinise has it for Conn College. It's up in the air. The puck is bouncing. We have a shot and a big save by Wisco. Matt Michaud raced in there. Took a shot from kind of a bad angle, and Wisco made a pad save. It squirted loose, but he held on to it. From the vantage point we have, when the numbers fold over on the jerseys, it's hard to read them sometimes, so I want to make sure that we get the right ones for you rather than do it right away. This faceoff to the left of Wisco being taken by Will White against Ty. Won by Ty, back to Dawson in the near corner. Puck bounces up. Ty gets it out over to Tkachuk. He changes now. Scala there. Scala, Ty, and Heinrichs out again. They're seeing a lot of ice time tonight. And the reason they're playing well, causing things to happen out there. Dump back in by Scala. And Brain sends it right back in as we have a partial change here. And the Camels bringing up, skating it over the red line, is McCabe. McCabe at the right circle. A shot saved by Wisco. Kicking out with the right leg. It's kicked into the corner. Taken by Shapiro. Shapiro in the right circle. A shot into the breadbasket of Rodericks, who will hold on. 2:04 left to play. Second period. Middlebury and Conn College tied at 2 from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College. You are listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on the One Credit Union Radio Network. The faceoff to the left of Rodericks. Ty taking it for Middlebury against Petty. Won by Ty, back to the point. A shot by Pastor, blocked in front into the left corner. Taken by Allen. Allen sends it behind Rodericks to Shapiro. Shapiro in the right corner, leaving it for Powers. Powers trying to go in front. He's kept outside. A nice job by the Conn College defense there to keep Powers from getting too close to their netminder. It is up into the Middlebury zone and down, and they're going to say that that is an icing. 1:40 left to play, second period. Middlebury and Conn College tied from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. And the officials are talking it over to see where this face-off will be. Not quite sure why it's going to be at center ice here, but that's looking like where they're going to take it. Petty going to be taking it for Conn College against Fahey for the Panthers. Won by Petty. Back to Stevens. Stevens is out there with Wallace. Wallace back to Stevens. Stolen by Bentley. Bentley with a shot from the left circle off the waffle of Rodericks into the netting. And we have a whistle. 1:26 left to play, second period, 2-2 from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. This faceoff to the right of Rodericks, who's made 18 saves tonight. It's going to be Fahey taking the faceoff against Ackle. And we have a whistle here. Wallace and Stevens out there on the blue line for the Camels. It's Quateri, Pezza, and Kramer for Conn College. And this faceoff is going to be in front of the Middlebury bench at the red dot. Faceoff won by Conn College, dumped in by Stevens on Wisco, who leaves it for Breen, who sends it up to Fahey. Fahey over to Bentley. Bentley has got Dawson pinching. Shot saved by Rodericks. And a whole bunch of players crashing into the net, and the net goes flying, and we have a whistle here, and we're waiting to see what, if anything, will come of this. Although it doesn't look like anything has been called, as the referees are indicating the face-off to the left of goaltender Connor Rodericks. So Danny Tighe will be taking the face-off for Middlebury as we're at 1:01 left to play in the second period. The game is tied. Tighe taking the face-off against Pezza. One by Tighe, back to the point. A shot by Jocelyn, and he scores! Cole Jocelyn right off the face-off, and it is 3-2 Middlebury. It's an even-strength goal right off the face-off. Cole Jocelyn sending it over the left shoulder of goaltender Connor Rodericks. Middlebury getting back their lead in this game. Some excellent face-off, excellent work on the face-off by Danny Tighe, making it 3-2 Middlebury. That goal coming at 19:04 of the second period, excuse me. Face-off at center ice. It's going to be Powers taking it against Petty. A shot as they rush in the zone. Right off the faceoff, it was Powers against Petty, and the Camels raced into the zone quickly. They brought it in on net. It was Steve Sinise racing in there, and a whole bunch of players came together. The net goes flying. We've got a penalty here. Owen Powers in the box. And so the Camels will go back on the power play. They're 2-for-4 so far tonight.
Middlebury goal scored by number 77, Cole Jocelyn. Assisted by number 5, Danny Tighe. That's Jocelyn from Tighe at 19 minutes and 4 seconds.
And for Jocelyn, his first collegiate goal for the Panthers. All right, so the faceoff deep in the Middlebury zone. It's taken by Pezza back to the point. Back to Stevens with a drive. It's into the midsection of Wisco, who will hold on. And we have a whistle, and this faceoff should come to the left of goaltender Adam Wisco. Cole Jocelyn, his first goal of the season, his third point. The assist to number 5, Danny Tighe, the goal at 19:04 of the second period. The faceoff. Petty taking it against Tighe, back to the point, back to Stevens, over to McCabe in the right corner, Heinrichs pestering him, back to Petty, Petty trying to center it, the Panthers in the defensive box, blocked by Cage, can't get it out, Stevens sends it in on net into the left corner, up and out by Spencer Cage. And that is it. And at the end of the second period is 3-2 Middlebury. When we come back, we will recap period 2. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Buying your next pre-owned car is a big deal, unless you're buying a certified pre-owned Mini. And then it's a mini big deal. Visit Mini of Burlington today and test drive one of their many certified pre-owned Minis. Buy with confidence that your Mini has undergone a 360-degree inspection by trained Mini technicians. And they're priced even better than they look. Your certified pre-owned Mini is waiting for you at Mini of Burlington. Your best years are still ahead. Visit Mini of Burlington, Champlain Drive, Shelburne, and at miniofburlington.com.
Family is important. And when you lose a loved one, family becomes more important than ever. Sanderson Ducharme has been there for our friends and neighbors with compassionate service during difficult times for generations. It's about the people in your life who you hold in your heart near and dear. This message from the Sanderson Ducharme family to yours on Main Street in Middlebury, Castleton, or online at sandersonfuneralservice.com.
If you were to look at the label on your jacket or your shirt, I bet there's a bunch of symbols, but what do they mean? Gentle cycle, low temp drying, steal third, yield to pedestrians. It's like a whole other language. The folks at Desibray speak that laundry language fluently and have for the past 22 years. They feature same-day on-site cleaning, state-of-the-art machinery that can clean just about anything. From that favorite jacket you bought that says in big, bold letters, dry clean only, to preserving wedding gowns, leather items, and rugs. The type of rug on your living room floor, not the one-off Uncle Sal's head. Trust Desibray's with your heirloom items, tablecloths, doilies, and vintage pieces. They offer free local pickup and delivery and have convenient hours with their laundromat open 7 days a week and dry cleaning services 6 days a week. Desibray's Laundry and Dry Cleaning on Exchange Street in Middlebury. Did we mention they can fold fitted sheets? Yeah, they're that good.
The A. Johnson Company in Bristol has been a family-owned business since 1906. They supply woodworkers and do-it-yourself remodeling projects with locally and sustainably harvested timber. Visit their retail store and friendly staff on Route 116 in Bristol and see their wide selection of softwood and hardwood lumber, including paneling, flooring, and choose from planed or rough. The A. Johnson Company also sells kiln-dried firewood. Make the A. Johnson Company your one stop for all your lumber needs or call 453-4884. That's 453-4884.
National Bank of Middlebury is there for you 24/7. Buying a home, sending your kids to college, or starting a new business? They're here to make it happen, helping families and businesses achieve their dreams since 1831. With offices in Middlebury, Brandon, Bristol, Hinesburg, and Virgins, or online at nbmvt.com, or on your mobile phone, anytime, anywhere. Bank real, live real. National Bank of Middlebury. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender. Equal opportunity employer.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WVTK. This is Panther hockey on 92.1, WVTK.
Well, if you like offense, you are in the right place. In between periods 2 and 3, you're listening to Middlebury College Panther hockey on 92.1, WVTK. And the Panther Hockey Intermission Report. Bruce Zeman with you from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena here on the campus of Middlebury College, where after 40 minutes of play, the Middlebury College Panthers leading the Connecticut College Camels 3-2 in a very exciting game, especially if you like offense. After 20 minutes of play, the Panthers led this game 1-0. Michael Fahey scoring at 4:01 of the first period to give the Middlebury Panthers a 1-0 lead. It was a power play goal, and that's where it stayed after the first 20 minutes. But again, the Conn College Camels coming back in this period. Again, Middlebury leading 1-0 after one, and in fact, increasing their lead to 2-0 when John Scala scored his first goal as a Panther, that goal coming at 1:29 of the second period. Petty taking the faceoff again, this time against Ty. Won by Petty, back in the corner, and it comes back off the boards, and the Panthers have scored. Petty sent it back off the boards. It came back in front, and the Panthers put it home. 2-0 Middlebury. Ryan Petty for the Camels taking the faceoff. It went back. He won the faceoff. It came off the boards, and apparently Alex Heinrichs picked up the puck, and he sent it over to Scala, who buried it. His first collegiate goal as a member of the Middlebury Panthers. So congratulations to John on that. And the Panthers leading 2-0 at that point. It was an even strength goal. Again, Heinrichs getting the assist at 1:29 of the second period. And that made it 2-0 Middlebury. That goal, by the way, Scala's first collegiate point. And that made it 2-0 Middlebury at 1:29. One of the things that we mentioned in the pregame show that both teams were going to have to do tonight was watch the penalties. Penalties were an issue last week for Middlebury, and they were again tonight. They were leading 2-0, and then Conn College got on the board at 9:28 of the second period, a power play goal. Who sends it across to Stevens at the top of the circle. It's a shot blocked by Dawson. It's loose in front, taken by Capazzi, who tries to send it around, but he was looking for Petty, broken up by the Panthers' defense by Breen, who tries to backhand it out. A nice job by Capazzi keeping it in. A shot that's sent in front. Moreau with a shot, and they score. Capazzi doing a nice job keeping it in the Panthers' zone. We'll have to see who the goal scorer is. But at 9:28 of the period, it is 2-1 Middlebury. Yeah, Capozzi doing an excellent job keeping it in on the near side boards. Made a backhand pass to Ryan Petty, who got it over to Moreau. That was his first goal of the year. It was a power play goal coming at 9:28 of the second period, making it 2-1 Middlebury. And then at 11:33 of the period, a little over 2 minutes later, Moreau struck again. Brought into the zone by Stevens. Stevens has got Petty with him. McKee has it in the left corner, tries to get it out. Good job by Stevens keeping it in. Back to the point. Moreau with a shot, and they score! Moreau with a wrist shot from above the left circle. I don't know if that was deflected, but a power play goal. So 11:33 of the second period, and the game is tied. Colin Stevens doing a heck of a job getting the puck over to Moreau, who let a wrist shot go. Apparently not deflected. Moreau his second of the year and second of the game. Only one assist on that goal coming at 11:33 of the period. But again, another power play goal for Conn College, and that tied the game at two. And one of the things that I really like about this year's Panthers team is they could have been annoyed or angered or just bummed about giving up a goal that tied the game at two, but they didn't. They continued to work hard, do the little things right, and then at 19:04 of the period, Cole Jocelyn was rewarded for his hard work. So Danny Tai will be taking the faceoff for Middlebury as we're at 1:01 left to play. In the second period, the game is tied. Tai taking the faceoff against Pezza. Won by Tai, back to the point. A shot by Jocelyn, and he scores! Cole Jocelyn right off the faceoff, and it is 3-2 Middlebury. Danny Tai cleanly winning that faceoff and getting it back to Jocelyn, who ripped it over the right shoulder of Rodericks. And for Jocelyn, his first goal as a Panther, his third point, though. He's played well this season. It was an even-strength goal, and at 19:04 of the second period, the Panthers regain their 3-2 lead. Shots on goal in that period, 16 for Conn College, 11 for Middlebury. And after 40 minutes of play, the Panthers lead this game 3-2. We're going to take a break here. When we come back, we'll take a look at the NESCAC scoreboard and the Fire and Ice Restaurant out-of-town scoreboard. 3-2 Middlebury at the end of 40 minutes. You're listening to the Panther Hockey Intermission Report on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Offering the finest furniture, housewares, home accessories, lighting, and bedding, Woodware is a family-owned business located just south of Middlebury on Route 7. Their family provides friendly, knowledgeable, no-pressure assistance in a laid-back atmosphere with name brands you know for quality. When you call or stop in, you're dealing with one of the owners, so you're in good hands at Woodware. Their top-quality furnishings and other items for your home are backed by a customer's always-right guaranteed. Plus, they deliver anywhere in Vermont and provide white-glove delivery service anywhere in the country. Woodware Fine Furniture, Route 7 South in Middlebury.
When it comes to dining, you can eat or you can have a dining experience that wows your senses. And for over 10 years, Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes has been doing just that, creating fresh and hearty creations using locally sourced ingredients to produce fare with a Vermont flavor that makes it an iconic Vermont eatery. Chef Matt and the team at Three Squares Cafe proudly serve delicious homemade products featuring locally roasted coffees, chocolates, baked goods, pastries, and fabulous homemade soups. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner at Three Squares Cafe, you're not just eating, you're experiencing gourmet local foods at their very best. Whether you're dining in their vintage dining room or having a craft beer or glass of wine on their inviting patio, Three Squares Cafe in Vergennes has it all. Gluten-free, vegetarian, and vegan options are available too. So the next time you're looking for a dining experience you want to remember and savor, check out Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes, where they serve up casual and creative cuisine for breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes and at threesquarescafe.com.
For just what you need to get your projects done right, shop Martin's True Value Hardware and Radio Shack. Hi, I'm Kathleen Clark.
Set, five, 85, ready, hut, hut, hut.
Hey, Martin, it's fun to watch
Texas football games. Oh, what does that mean? The striped guy has his two arms up in the air.
It means it's good for the Tigers. Looks like they're headed for another win. Keep up the winning tradition, Tigers.
For all your fall needs, shop Martin's Hardware in Bristol and Middlebury. Behind every project is a true value.
Buying your next pre-owned car is a big deal, unless you're buying a certified pre-owned Mini. And then, it's a mini big deal. Visit Mini of Burlington today and test drive one of their many certified pre-owned Minis. Buy with confidence that your Mini has undergone a 360-degree inspection by trained Mini technicians, and they're priced even better than they look. Your certified pre-owned Mini is waiting for you at Mini of Burlington. Your best years are still ahead. Visit Mini of Burlington, Champlain Drive, Shelburne, and at miniofburlington.com.
You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Well, after 40 minutes of play, the Panthers lead the Conn College Camels 3-2. Welcome back to the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. Bruce Eamon with you. Hockey night in Middlebury on 92.1 WVTK on the One Credit Union Radio Network. 1-0 Middlebury after 20 minutes of play. Michael Fahey with a power play goal early in the first period, 4-1. Giving Middlebury a 1-0 lead at the end of 20 minutes. And then in the second period, the team scored two goals each. John Scala scoring for the Panthers at 1:29 of the second period. Jacob Moreau, getting two goals. Two power play goals for the Camels at 9:28 and 11:33. And then at 19:04 of the second period, Cole Jocelyn with his first goal, assisted by number 5, Danny Tai, giving Middlebury a 3-2 lead at the end of 40 minutes of play. Checking the NESCAC out-of-town scoreboard, a couple of other games going on tonight in the conference. With 17:18 left to play in the second period, Trinity leading Hamilton 1-0. At the start of the third period, Amherst is leading Wesleyan 1-0. And at the start of the third period, Tufts is leading Williams 5-2. Taking a look right now at the Fire and Ice Restaurant Out-of-Town NHL scoreboard. Five games going on tonight in the National Hockey League. With 3:02 left to play in the second period, the Capitals leading the Devils 2-1. 5:49 remaining in the second period, 2-1. The Sabres leading the Panthers. At the end of the first period, the Hurricanes leading the Ducks 1-0, and then going on later tonight, the Blues and Avalanche and the Kings and the Flames. 3-2 Middlebury between periods 2 and 3. When we come back, third period action. You're listening to the Panther Hockey Intermission Report on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
The cooler weather is here, and time to think about fixing any problems you have with your car, truck, or 18-wheeler. So get the right parts the first time and quick at Napa on Court Street, Middlebury. See Brad and the staff, and they'll take care of you. And if they don't have the parts you're looking for, and that does not happen often, they'll have it for you in 24 hours. So the next time you're looking for any part, stop in or call Napa Auto Parts in Middlebury, and you'll see why everyone is making Napa their choice. Price, quick service, and knowledgeable people that can find what you need fast along with the solid advice. See Brett and the staff at Napa Auto Parts on Court Street in Middlebury. For parts for the car, truck, and even the 18-wheeler, and those hard-to-find parts to keep your vehicle running smooth. Make your number one choice, Napa in Middlebury. Napa, closed on Sundays.
Family is important. And when you lose a loved one, family becomes more important than ever. Sanderson Ducharme has been there for our friends and neighbors with compassionate service during difficult times for generations. It's about the people in your life who you hold in your heart, near and dear. This message from the Sanderson Ducharme family to yours on Main Street in Middlebury, Castleton, or online at sandersonfuneralservice.com.
This is where the Panthers play. 92.1 WVTK.
Between periods 2 and 3 here for the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena, 3-2 Middlebury. The end of 40 minutes, just about ready for third period action. Bruce Eamon with you from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. The game this evening between the Middlebury College Panthers and the Conn College Camels. Just about ready to go as the Panthers skate left to right, the Camels right to left. It's going to be Petty taking the faceoff against Bentley. Won by Petty back into the camel zone. Brought up by Stevens along the right side. He drops it for McCabe. McCabe sends it over to the right side. Over to Capazzi. Capazzi behind Wisco. Back to Stevens at the left point. Stevens with a wrist shot. Save Wisco into the left corner. Back to Stevens. Stevens has got McCabe at the right circle. He sends it in. He tries to get it to Petty, who tries to backhand it on net. And it's up and out. 35 seconds left in the penalty to Owen Powers. Powers assessed a delay of game penalty at 19:16 of the second period. The Campbells dumping it in. McCabe in the left corner, walled by Dawson. Taken back by Creamer. Creamer over to Stevens. Stevens at the top of the circles. He tries to send it across to Moreau, who's got two goals tonight, and he can't do it. And it comes out back into neutral ice over to Creamer, who sends it over to McCabe, who dumps it in. And that'll do it. The Panthers have killed off that penalty. A shot back from the point. Kick save by Wisco into the corner. It was a drive from McCabe at the top of the right circle. Wisco kicking it into the corner. The puck now on the far side boards up and into the Connecticut zone. Jocelyn skating 1-on-5. Jocelyn with a goal tonight. Into the right corner. Taken by Powers. Powers over to Jocelyn, who loses it to Pezza. It's Quateri, Pezza, and Creamer out there now for Conn College with Driscoll and Garlasco. They try to send it in. It's kept at the blue line by Middlebury right in front of the Connecticut bench. Powers and Creamer right along the boards and nothing doing there. Bounces back over the red line where it's finally taken out by Pezza. Pezza sends it across to Quateri, who sends it rink wide to Doyle as the Camels change here. Into the Middlebury zone. Pezza's still out there. He's been out there a while. Still in the left corner. Now it's Sinise trying to center it. It's broken up by the Panthers' defense. And it's kept in again by Doyle. A nice job keeping it in as the Panthers are having a hard time getting it out. Sinise, Ackle, and Doyle for Conn College. Back to the point. It's Moss who sends a shot that goes wide. Moss and Ferguson on the blue line for Conn College. Sent out. And it's taken by Sinise right in front of the Middlebury bench. A shot that comes on Wisco, and he'll hold on, and we'll get a whistle. 16:54 left to play, third period, 3-2 Middlebury. 32 shots on goal for the Camels, 25 for the Panthers. This faceoff should come to the left of freshman Adam Wisco, who's played well tonight. The faceoff is going to be Michael Fahey against Will White. Won by White, but taken by the Panthers, and here they come. It's Bentley with a backhand that goes wide. Bentley's got Fahey and Tkachuk with him, with Pastor and Dineen on the blue line. Sent back in by Pastor. Taken by Stevens. Stevens behind his goaltender, Rodericks, who's made 22 saves tonight. Sent across by Wallace. Wallace over to White. Dumps it in. Michaud, White, and Thompson. The fourth line out there for the Camels. And the Panthers are able to bring it out. And here comes Bentley again. Bentley's got Tkachuk with him. And Fahey. Bentley into the right corner. Now going into the left corner. Sends it over to Dawson, who pinches in to the left corner. Dawson sends it behind Rodericks. It's taken by White. Off the boards, and a nice job by Jocelyn keeping it in there, but it comes out of the zone, and the Panthers will have to get out. Dawson sending it along the boards to Heinrichs. Heinrichs, Ty, and Scala in the corner now. McCabe on Scala. Sent in front. Ty with it in the right corner. Ty along the boards. Over to Jocelyn. Jocelyn from the circle, skating in front. Shot and is blocked by the diving Will White. And we have a hooking call. And the Panthers are going to get a power play here. That line of Hyritz, Ty, and Scala has played very, very well tonight. When they've been out there, they've brought a lot of energy and drawing a penalty on that play. It's only the Panthers' second power play of the game. And it's going to be Colin McCabe. That penalty is going to be coming at 4:40 of the third period. And it is for hooking. Middlebury, their second power play of the game. They're 1-for-1. Powers with the puck in the left corner. Cage and Allen at the points. Powers is out there with Jocelyn. And a shot from the left point. Shapiro out there with Powers and Jocelyn. Powers back to Cage at the left point. Sends it in. It's loose in front. Scala getting it back to the point to Cage. Cage over to Powers. Back to Cage. Back to Powers. A drive. Loose in front. Saved by Rodericks and out. Middlebury with a nice job getting it set up. Rodericks making a nice save there as we're down to a minute 10 left to kill in the power play. The Camels and McCabe serving a minor for hooking. It's only their second penalty tonight. Dawson circling back behind his netminder, Wisco. Leaving it for McKee. And skating up along the right side, Dawson bringing it in. And broken up by the Camels, number 11, Thompson. Bentley on him. Off the boards. And here comes the Panthers. Michael Fahey gets it up to Kachuk. Kachuk in front, shot. And it's loose in front. And Kachuk went into their goaltender, Rodericks. He was driven into the goaltender. And we have a whistle here. I have to be honest with you, a little embellishment there. As we get a stoppage there. And Kachuk came into the zone with a head of speed there. And I think the goaltender was trying to get a call there and no sale. 36 seconds left to go in the penalty to McCabe. The face-off to the right of Rodericks. Bentley taking the face-off for the Panthers against Will White. Back to the point. It's Dawson with a wrist shot. That was deflected up and over the net. Kachuk along the boards. Back to McKee. McKee over to Bentley. Back to Dawson. Back to McKee. McKee with a shot. It hits someone in front. And it's taken by White. White has got Doyle with him. White, a shot that's gloved by Wisco. 5 seconds left in the penalty. And Conn Call just killed that off. Fahey racing and a backhand save by Rodericks. Danner has it back to Dawson. Over to Pastor, who could not keep it in. Middlebury's got to come out as they get a partial change. Dumped in. Danner with it again in the left corner. Danner still with it. It's being walled by Liam Ferguson. Danner trying to get it back to the point. A nice play by Cage keeping it in. And Cage still with it. Nice job by the Panthers. Over to Alex Heinrichs in the right circle. Taken by Moreau. On the left side, right in front of the Conn College bench. Moreau racing in on Pastor. Now in the Middlebury zone, right in front of the blue line, driven back in by Petty, taken behind the Panthers' netminder. And here they come. Long pass over to Danner, who lets it go in, as the Panthers need to change here. And McCabe sends it up right in front of the Camels' bench. And we have a whistle. And we'll wait and see what this is. Offsides. So the faceoff is going to come to the dot right outside the Camels' defensive zone. Just slightly to the right of the Camels' bench. Owen Powers with the faceoff against Pezza. Won by Pezza. Back to Moss. Moss to Driscoll. Puck taken by Powers. Powers circling. He's hooked. No call. Sent into the Camel zone. Allen has it in the corner over to Powers. Powers looking for Dawson. Dawson at the top of the circles. Wrist shot. That one off of Shapiro. Back to Powers. Shapiro now behind the net. Shapiro with it still. Center in front. Shot saved by Rodericks. Nice pass by Shapiro to Powers. And sent up and out. Connor Breen with it now. Bring it into the zone. And there's another penalty on Conn College here. Connor Breen hooked as he went into the zone. There's going to be a hooking call. And Middlebury will go back on the power play. It's going to be against Greg Pezza. He's going to take a minor for hooking. It's going to be at 8:45 of the third period. Middlebury 1-for-2 on the power play. And the Camels 1-for-2 on their penalty kill. Petty taking the face-off against Michael Fahey. One by Petty, and they send it up and out. Goes all the way back down on Wisco. He's made 30 saves tonight, played well. And the Panthers setting this up. Here they come. Along the far side boards, here comes Bentley racing in. Bentley around the net, behind it, off the boards to Jimmy McKee, who keeps it in. A wrist shot. Shot that was deflected wide by Fahey, who has a goal tonight. Scored one in the first period. Fahey has it again over to Powers. Powers looking to wrap it around. Over to Tkachuk. Tkachuk back to Dawson. A shot saved by Rodericks. And the Panthers forwards doing a nice job swarming in front. They'll change here, though. 10:33 left to play third period. 3-2 Middlebury. Middlebury up 1-0 after the first 20, and then the teams exchanged two goals each. Last period, Middlebury getting the go-ahead goal at 19:04, the second period. Cole Jocelyn giving Middlebury the lead. The faceoff to the right of Rodericks. Powers with it now after winning the faceoff. Centers it in front. Oh, he was looking for Jocelyn that had his stick whacked. Over to Powers back in the low right corner. Back to Allen. Over to Powers in the circle. A shot that comes all the way around. Back to Jocelyn. Jocelyn in the lower right corner looking to set it up. Back to Allen. Allen at the top of the circles. Back to Jocelyn. Jocelyn back to Cage. A shot locked in front. 40 seconds left on the penalty. And that one is sent up and out by Dan Driscoll. All the way back in the Middlebury zone, Spencer Cage getting things set up. The Camels' Jeff Tonsom forechecking there, forcing them to go back and set it up. Cage with Allen and Powers low. And here comes Allen racing into the zone. As it's dumped in, Powers with it again. Back to Allen. Allen, a shot. That one just went wide. Went over the net in the corner. 2 seconds left on the penalty, and they have killed it off. A shot blocked by Stevens, loose in front, and players flying everywhere. Heinrichs getting it over to Powers in the corner, taken by Stevens. As we're down to 9 minutes left to play in the third period, Middlebury up by one. Into neutral ice. It's taken by Allen. Allen was looking for Danner, but it's broken up by Garlasco. Back into the Middlebury zone. It's in the right on the right side, taken by Dawson. Dawson, a long pass over to Danner, who takes it in the left corner. He's got tie with him. Centers it. A nice job by Rodericks to get a stick on that and stop it from going in front. Danner sends it around over to Breen at the point. Breen with a nice job keeping it in. In the right corner, Ty is there with Danner. Ty still has it. Although Garlasco loses a stick back to the point, and it comes out. Dawson not able to keep that in. And so the faceoff will come to the red dot just outside the Middlebury bench, right in front of the scorer's table. 8:19 left to play. Third period, 3-2 Middlebury. 32 shots on goal for the Camels, 30 for Middlebury. Michael Fahey taking the face-off for Middlebury. against Capazzi. And it's won by Fahey, but it comes back into the Panther zone. Taken by Fahey. Fahey's got Bentley with him. Bentley racing. Sent on net. Shot. Saved by Rodericks. Tkachuk with it now in the left corner. Taking by Fahey. Back to the point. A wrist shot. Tkachuk still has it. Trying to wrap it around. He shoots. It's loose in front there. Banging away. And the light is on. But no indication of any goal. We'll have to see what happens here. Tkachuk did a nice job bringing it in on net. And the Panthers are whacking away in front. And just a whistle. Green light went on, but no goal. 7:49 left to play, third period, 3-2 Middlebury. The faceoff outside the Camels defensive zone. Powers taking it against Pezza. And the faceoff won by Pezza. Coming back to McCabe. McCabe getting it across to Creamer with a shot. That one went wide off the boards as Dineen tries to break up a centering pass. And he is successful. McKee with it now up to Allen. Allen over the red line, dumping it in. Powers, Allen, and Shapiro with McKee and Dawson. With McKee and Dineen, excuse me. Off the boards. Shapiro has it, neutral ice. He blows a wheel and goes down. Nice recovery, though. Gets up and is able to get it back. Sends it over to Dineen as we're down to 7:05 left to play in the third period. Dineen racing up along the left side. He dumps in it as the Panthers will get a change here. And Lee, Jocelyn, and Dan are out there now for Middlebury. And the Panthers change again. Jocelyn in the left corner. It's now Jocelyn, Heinrichs, and Ty. Ty with it behind the goaltender Rodericks, looking to center it. McCabe whacking away for the Camels. Taken by McCabe. He gets it up and over to Thompson. On the left side, he gets it up and out over to Michaud. Dumped in, but broken up by the Panthers. And it comes back to Colin Stevens. And Michaud dumps it in for the Camels. Pastor back from Middlebury sends it around, although Petty is waiting for it on the lower left boards. Thompson has it again behind the net, trying to center it. A nice job by Pastor, not letting that happen. A shot that is taken by Thompson, forces it wide, centered in front. No one there, but it is back to Wallace. Wallace has got Stevens, a shot that goes to the right corner. And it bounces up, and it's taken by Petty, who skies it out. Now back over to Wallace, who sends it over to number 13, Moreau, who's got two goals tonight. A shot blocked by the Panther defense. Another shot by Moreau. Looking for the hat trick. And it is sent around by Garlasco. Back to Moreau. Garlasco along the boards with Pastor. And the Panthers defense able to break that up. And bring it up and out. Tkachuk racing along the right side. He brings it into the right corner. Being hindered a little bit there by Moss. Bentley down low now too. And taken by Moreau. This gets across the blue line. Dumps that off to Capazzi. Into the Middlebury zone. Into the netting. And we've got a whistle. So 4:49 left to play. Third period. 3-2 Middlebury. 32 shots on goal for each team. As this faceoff should come to the left. To the right. Excuse me. The broadcast left. The right of goaltender Adam Wisko. And Powers taking the faceoff against Pezza. Comes back to the point. A drive taken by Ferguson. Blocked by the Middlebury defense along the wall. Into the right corner again. Now it's Quateri racing to try to get it out in front. He can't do it. It's broken up by the Panthers. Up and off the boards by Powers. who sends it over to Shapiro. Shapiro has got a breaking Powers. A shot saved by Rodericks. Nice pass by Shapiro to a breaking Owen Powers. 4:15 left to play third period. Dumped in by Dawson as the Panthers will change. And it's taken by Pezza. Stolen by Allen. Allen to Jocelyn. Jocelyn in the left corner. Allen just stole the puck. Doing a nice job keeping it in there. Shot saved by Rodericks. Loose in front. Taken by Pezza. Pezza back to McCabe on the right side. A long pass. He was looking for Capazzi, and it comes into the Middlebury zone. And the Camels have got to change. They've been out there a while. Up to Heinrichs. Long pass. He's by himself right now, but now he's got Ty and Jocelyn with him. Moreau racing in. Right side shot saved by Wisco. It's in the left corner, broken up by Ash. Walled along the boards. Ty with it for the Panthers. Off the boards, over to Jocelyn. And the Camels still have it deep in the Middlebury zone, right along the right boards at the top of the circle now. It's taken by Stevens. Stevens to Thompson. Michaud in the right corner. Back to Stevens, who's gone low in the right corner. Back to Moreau. Drive from the point. Moreau trying to deflect it on net. Broken up by Heinrichs. Comes back to the point for Stevens. Stevens and Wallace at the points. Stevens at the right point. Wallace at the left point. A shot. That's now in the right corner. Comes up and Stevens able to keep it in. Back to a shot saved by Wisco. Dan Driscoll getting a nice shot off in the middle of the left circle. And Adam Wisco up to the task. 2:24 left to play, third period, 3-2 Middlebury. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network. Petty taking the faceoff of the Camels, this faceoff to the right of Adam Wisco. Michael Fahey taking the faceoff and winning it up to Emac Bentley. In the right corner, Bentley using his speed, centering it in front to Tkachuk. Broken up, though, by the Camels' defense. Broken up by Garlasco. A shot from Breen at the point. Kept in again by Michael Fahey. Fahey racing into the left corner. He's got Tkachuk with him. Shot saved. Loose in front. Broken up by Moreau. And the Panthers taking valuable time off the clock as we're down to a minute 45 left to play in the third period. A shot from the point. It's blocked by Petty. And it's a two-on-one, a nice play by Connor Breen, breaking up a two-on-one. Capazzi and Petty. Nice play by Connor Breen, breaking that up. And as the puck comes into the right corner, we'll get a face-off. As Capazzi sent it into the netting. So we'll set this up for you. The Camels' net is empty, at least right now. 1:29 left to play third period, 3-2 Middlebury. 34 shots on goal per team. Owen Powers taking the faceoff against Greg Pezza. We've got a timeout here, and that's probably a wise decision here. So again, under a minute 30 left to play in the third period, 3-2 Middlebury. The Panthers led 1-0. After 20 minutes of play, Michael Fahey getting the Panthers on the board at 4:01 of the first period. And then John Scala for the Panthers, giving them the 2-0 lead. An even strength goal at 1:29 of the second period. But then penalties, an issue tonight again for the Panthers. Jacob Moreau scoring a power play goal at 9:28 and another one at 11:33, tying the game at 2. But the Panthers digging down deep and rallying, playing well. Cole Jocelyn ripping a shot right off the faceoff after Danny Tye was able to get the puck to him. A nice job by Jocelyn, his first goal of the season. 19:04 of the second period, making it 3-2 Middlebury. And that's where we stand so far in this game. Middlebury 1-for-3 on the power play, and Conn College 2-for-5. But the Panthers, a minute and 29 seconds away, we hope, from their third win of the season. Don't forget the Panthers in action tomorrow afternoon against the Tufts University Jumbos. Here from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena, we'll have that game starting at 3:30 with the pregame show. The face-off to the left of Wisco, it's going to be Pezza against Powers. Won by Pezza, back to the point. A shot from Stevens that goes wide. A minute 20 left again. The Camel's net is empty, so it's taken by McCabe. McCabe getting into the corner, back to the point, across to Stevens. Stevens with a shot that's blocked by a diving Shapiro. And taken up off the block, a shot comes up. It's over to Shapiro. It's down into the Camel zone where it's taken by Stevens. Mitch Allen and Shapiro thought we were going to get an empty netter there, but a nice job by the Camels to stop that from happening. In the right corner, Cage is back. He's got Quateri down to 45 seconds behind the Panthers' net right now. It's up and it's skied into the net. And they're going to say that faceoff is going to come to the right of goaltender Adam Wisco. 38 seconds left to go in the third period. 3-2 Middlebury, 34 shots on goal per team. And it's going to be Petty taking the faceoff against Fahey. Fahey with it. Wins the faceoff and comes up and out of the zone. Stevens still has it. Down to 27 seconds left. A shot that's driven in into the left corner. Dawson with it. A bunch of players coming together. It's up and it's taken out. Camille Tkachuk has it. A long pass to Bentley. Shot and he scores! An empty net goal. Emac Bentley, barring some miraculous comeback, salting this one away. 10.3 seconds left to go. It is 4-2 Middlebury. Again, the Camels pulling their goal to try to get the equalizer here, and the Panthers just doing a great job not letting anybody get close to goaltender Adam Wisco. And Emac Bentley picking up an empty net goal at 19:50 of the third period. Face off at center ice. It's going to be Danny Tai taking the face off against Brian Ackle. Down to 5 seconds left. And so that goal coming at 19:50 of the third period. Emac Bentley, an empty net goal. The assist to number 38, Camille Tkachuk. And number 25, Michael Fahey, making it 4-2. And that's going to do it. The Panthers win this game 4-2. When we come back, we will recap tonight's game. A game won by the Panthers 4-2. You're listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
Celebrating 60 years in business, LaBerge equals insurance. LaBerge Insurance Agency has been helping you find the right insurance. Don't pay too much for the wrong coverage. LaBerge Insurance will get it right. Homeowners, renters, condo, auto, life, commercial, or farm insurance, call LaBerge at 388-2772. LaBerge Insurance Agency, locally owned and conveniently located at 1 Washington Street, Middlebury. LaBerge equals insurance.
You have reservations with friends and family that you haven't seen in so long. It's going to be great to see everyone again. But then you get a text. Hey there, got stuck at the office. We'll be there in a half an hour, depending upon traffic. Okay, great. That's a long time to stand around and do nothing. Now you're faced with two options. Take your table now, order, and your friends will just have to order when they get there while you sit there with a finished plate. Or you could get your table and fill up on the bread basket until they arrive. At Fire and Ice, there's a third option. The Moose Pub. Get together with friends there or hang out in the bar until the rest of your party arrives. Fire and Ice has been the place where friends and family have gathered for generations. Don't forget, everyone loves getting a Fire and Ice gift card as a gift. And they cater for all occasions for any size group, from 50 to 1,000. Check out their menu or buy a gift card online at fireandicerestaurant.com. Fire and Ice, Seymour Street in Middlebury.
Hi, this is John Wallace, graduate gemologist and owner of Autumn Gold in Middlebury, Vermont. Stop in and melt someone's heart. Whether you're looking for fine handcrafted jewelry, a rare gemstone, or an awesome diamond, come in and see what we have to offer. Meet our fun staff of very talented designers and goldsmiths. And remember, we do expert in-house repairs, restorations, and appraisals as well. Autumn Gold, the Earth's most beautiful gifts.
If you were to look at the label on your jacket or your shirt, I bet there's a bunch of symbols, but what do they mean? Gentle cycle, low temp drying, steel third, yield to pedestrians? It's like a whole other language. The folks at Desibray speak that laundry language fluently and have for the past 22 years. They feature same-day on-site cleaning, state-of-the-art machinery that can clean just about anything. From that favorite jacket you bought that says in big, bold letters, dry clean only, to preserving wedding gowns, leather items, and rugs. The type of rug on your living room floor, not the one-off Uncle Sal's head. Trust Desibray's with your heirloom items, tablecloths, doilies, and vintage pieces. They offer free local pickup and delivery and have convenient hours with their laundromat open 7 days a week and dry cleaning services 6 days a week. Desibray's Laundry and Dry Cleaning on Exchange Street in Middlebury. Did we mention they can fold fitted sheets? Yeah, they're that good.
If it's Panther hockey, it's on WVTK, Port Henry, Ticonderoga, Middlebury, 92.1, WVTK. This is Panther hockey on 92.1, WVTK.
Well, if you like offense, you will have definitely liked this game, a game won by the Middlebury College Panthers as they have defeated the Connecticut College Camels 4-2. Here from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena on the campus of Middlebury College, Bruce Zeman with you, bringing you all the action tonight as conference play returns to the NESCAC, and the Panthers winning this one 4-2. The Panthers up 1-0 after the first period, 3-2 after the second, and then coming in at 19:50 of the third period, the Panthers freshman Emac Bentley picking up his first goal of the season, an empty net goal. Down to 27 seconds left, a shot that's driven in into the left corner. Dawson with it. A bunch of players coming together. It's up and it's taken out. Kamil Tkachuk has it, a long pass to Bentley. Shot and he scores! An empty net goal, Emac Bentley. Barring some miraculous comeback. Salting this one away. And for Bentley, his second of the year, the assist to number 38, Kamil Tkachuk, and number 25, Michael Fahey. The final score from this one, 4-2 in favor of the Panthers. When we come back, I'll give you the game's three stars, as Middlebury has won this game 4-2, defeating the Connecticut College Camels 4-2 from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. You are listening to the Sweet Three Squares Cafe postgame show on Middlebury College Panther Hockey on WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
A great way to start off your day is with Monument Farms Hot Chocolate. Just pop their signature chocolate milk in the microwave and you have instant delicious hot chocolate. Great for the kids before they head outdoors and to school. You can find all Monument Farms local products in many area stores. And if you live nearby, please stop into their popular dairy store Mondays through Fridays. Monument Farms, landmark quality from the heart of Vermont in Weybridge.
We're at Shearer Chevrolet Buick GMC Cadillac. I know we talk a lot about the great deals, but there's more to Shearer than just great deals. We remain committed to the members of our communities. Whether we're taking a youth group bowling, sponsoring local community events, we believe it takes a village to make everyone successful. Find out more about how we support the local community. Follow us on Facebook, shop local, and join our village. Come visit us at 1675 Shelburne Road in South Burlington. Find out for yourself why thousands of people
Foster Motors on Route 7 in Middlebury is the only award for excellence Chrysler dealer in Vermont.
They always offer huge discounts and great leases on all Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, and Ram models. Foster Motors also has a great selection of pre-owned vehicles to choose from. If you're looking for a new or used vehicle, make sure to get to Foster Motors, Chrysler, Jeep, Dodge, Ram. Check them out online at fostermotors.com or visit them on Route 7 in Middlebury. And remember, at Foster Motors...
How many times have you really felt good about the financial institution you deal with? The people who use all the varied services at One Credit Union on Green Street in Vergennes do. It might be because One Credit Union is known for their unmatched personal service. This service is provided by people you like to work with, not by people you have to work with. Low-fee banking services provided by people you like. It all adds up to One Credit Union. If your bank doesn't add up to that, it's time for a change. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. One Credit Union. Together we are one.
When it comes to dining, you can eat or you can have a dining experience that wows your senses. And for over 10 years, Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes has been doing just that, creating fresh and hearty creations using locally sourced ingredients to produce fare with a Vermont flavor that makes it an iconic Vermont eatery. Chef Matt and the team at Three Squares Cafe proudly serve delicious homemade products featuring locally roasted coffees, chocolates, baked goods, pastries, and fabulous homemade soups. Whether it's breakfast, lunch, or dinner at Three Squares Cafe, you're not just eating, you're experiencing gourmet local foods at their very best. Whether you're dining in their vintage dining room or having a craft beer or glass of wine on their inviting patio, Three Squares Cafe in Vergennes has it all. Gluten-free, vegetarian, and vegan options are available too. So the next time you're looking for a dining experience you want to remember and savor, check out Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes, where they serve up casual and creative cuisine for breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. Three Squares Cafe on Main Street in Vergennes and at threesquarescafe.com.
You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
4-2 the final in favor of the Middlebury College Panthers beating the Connecticut College Camels here at the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. You're listening to the Three Squares Cafe postgame show on Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network. Bruce Eamon with you. An exciting game here from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena as NESCAC conference play resumes tonight. And the Panthers, as mentioned, have won this game 4-2, leading 1-0 after the first, 3-2 after the second period. And then Emac Bentley salting this one away at 19:50 of the third period, his second goal of the year, giving the Panthers the 4-2 win. Time right now to take a look at the three stars of the game. The third star from the Camels with two power play goals tonight, his fourth and fifth points of the year, Jacob Moreau. He's number 13. He played a good game, had a couple of power play goals, and again, was really the only offense that the Camels had tonight. The second star, really no surprise here from the Panthers. Goaltender Adam Wisco, he made 35 saves tonight on 37 shots, 35 saves, played very well, and picked up his first win of the season. And the number one star from the Panthers, one goal and an assist tonight, Michael Fahey, and he played very well. The sophomore from Pembroke, Massachusetts, our first star of the game, picking up 2 points tonight in the Panthers' 4-2 win over the Conn College Camels. When we come back, we'll take a final look at the NESCAC scoreboard, the Fire and Ice Restaurant Out of Town NHL scoreboard, some final thoughts, and we'll also preview the game tomorrow against the Tufts University Jumbos. You are listening to the Three Squares Cafe postgame show on Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network.
You have reservations with friends and family that you haven't seen in so long. It's going to be great to see everyone again. But then you get a text. Hey there, got stuck at the office. We'll be there in a half an hour, depending upon traffic. Okay, great. That's a long time to stand around and do nothing. Now you're faced with two options. Take your table now, order, and your friends will just have to order when they get there while you sit there with a finished plate. Or you could get your table and fill up on the bread basket until they arrive. At Fire and Ice, There's a third option. The Moose Pub. Get together with friends there or hang out in the bar until the rest of your party arrives. Fire and Ice has been the place where friends and family have gathered for generations. Don't forget, everyone loves getting a Fire and Ice gift card as a gift. And they cater for all occasions for any size group, from 50 to 1,000. Check out their menu or buy a gift card online at fireandicerestaurant.com. Fire and Ice, Seymour Street in Middlebury.
There are many banks to choose from. There's just one which truly puts personal service first and foremost. That's One Credit Union in Vergennes. The people at One Credit Union specialize in making your banking an easy and positive experience. Add in our very competitive lending rates, low-fee banking services, and the many electronic banking options with 24/7 access to your account. You'll see why One Credit Union is gaining new customers every day. One Credit Union, Green Street, Vergennes. One Credit Union. Together, we are one.
You're listening to Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Well, the Panthers pick up their first home win of the 2018-2019 season as they have defeated the Camels of Connecticut College 4-2 tonight here at the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. Bruce Zeman with you on the Three Squares Cafe postgame show. What an exciting game this was tonight. Four different Panthers getting on the board. John Scala, Emac Bentley, Michael Fahey, and Cole Jocelyn all burying a goal tonight, giving the Panthers the win. Freshman goaltender Adam Wisco playing very well for the Panthers as they move to 3-2 on the season and set up an opportunity for a four-point weekend as they're getting ready to take on the Jumbos of Tufts University tomorrow at 4 o'clock here at the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. But more thoughts on that in just a second as we take one final look at the NESCAC scoreboard. And three other games on tap tonight. The first one, Hamilton leading Trinity 2-1 with 10:46 left to play in the third period. In overtime, Amherst and Wesleyan are tied at 1. And the only other game tonight, Tufts, who the Panthers will play tomorrow, beating Williams 6-2. Taking one final look at the Fire and Ice Restaurant out-of-town NHL scoreboard. Five games on tap tonight in the National Hockey League. With 10 minutes and 20 seconds left to go in the third period, the Capitals leading the Devils 3-1. 10:31 left to go in the third, the Sabres leading the Panthers 2-1. At the end of the second period, the Hurricanes leading the Ducks 1-0. The Blues leading the Avalanche 1-0 with 14:50 to go in the first. And with 11 minutes and 23 seconds left to play, the Flames leading the Kings 1-0. But again, the Panthers playing a very strong game tonight and winning the game 4-2. They're getting ready to take on the Tufts University Jumbos tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock, a game that you will hear on 92.1 WVTK. The pregame show at 3:30. I will have the call of the game. We'll have all the action for you right here on WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network. But you know what? As someone that has followed this team for the last couple of years, what a different vibe around the team this year. Just positive energy, and it is really an exciting team to watch. It's awesome seeing all different players get on the board. The exuberance, the excitement back for the Panthers. It's really been a pleasure to watch so far. And I think the game tomorrow against the team that they should beat should be exciting. If the Panthers are able to pick up 4 points this weekend, what an awesome opening homestand that would be for this team. But the final score from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena, 4-2 in favor of the Middlebury College Panthers. That's going to do it for us tonight. Again, the final score, 4-2. We'd like to thank you for listening to our broadcast. And on behalf of our engineer, Jimmy Tai, who did his usual awesome job, I'm Bruce Zeman. I want to thank you for listening to our broadcast tonight. We will join you again tomorrow at 3:30 for the pregame show as the Panthers take on Tufts University from the Chip Kenyon 85 Arena. The final score, 4-2. The Panthers have beaten the Conn College Camels. You've been listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK and the One Credit Union Radio Network. I am Bruce Zeman. Thank you for listening, and we will catch you again tomorrow afternoon at 3:30.
You've been listening to Middlebury College Panther Hockey on 92.1 WVTK.
Panther Hockey on the One Credit Union Radio Network is brought to you in part by LaBerge Insurance Agency, Foster Motors, Woodware, Monument Farms of Weybridge, the A. Johnson Lumber Company of Bristol, Desabray's Dry Cleaning and Full Service Laundromat, Shear Chevrolet, Free Squares Cafe, Martin's Hardware of Bristol and Middlebury, Fire and Ice Restaurant, Autumn Gold Jewelry, Lathrop's Forest Products, Sanderson Ducharme Funeral Services, National Bank of Middlebury, Denneker Chevrolet, and Mike's Fuels of Bridport and Brandon.
For a complete schedule of sports heard on 92.1 WVTK and more information, visit 921WVTK.com. Thanks for listening. This has been a local sports production on Addison County's 92.1 WVTK.